I was told by a few people that he's got a MySpace account, and what he enjoys is to open up his MySpace, check his inbox, see all the emails from all the people that sent him emails, and he just deletes them. Like
he
I mean, what's the purpose of even bother? I mean,
hey man, fuck you, Bo Birchall. I mean, I'm sorry, Brett Albright. We're gonna have Rob Conway on our show.
That's right. We're gonna have the con man on the show.
Con man.
Go find me. Hey Brent, go find the fucking NWA tournament and go fucking carry that belt that nobody gives a fuck about anymore.
Oh shit.
This is Brent Albright. Any relation to Gary Albright?
No. No relation at all.
Nope.
Thank God.
Digital Music has inked a deal with Hulk Hogan, and coming soon, very soon, Hulk Hogan ringtones. So,
hook up your phone, brother. That is great.
What you gonna do, brother, if you don't answer the phone? Oh man, that's gonna be good. Pick up the phone, cause Hogan knows best, brother. Don't answer it to bill collector, because Hulkie knows best. Dude.
I wish somebody would have, like, a ringtone like that. That's a bill collector. Don't pick up your phone.
That's true. I could use that.
I'm telling you.
Who can't?
But I'm in serious trouble.
Here's a good question. Would you dare put a Hulk Hogan ringtone in your phone?
I would.
I mean, I don't have a phone, but I would.
I picture myself in the post office waiting to, like, buy my stamps, and then all of a sudden, pick up the phone, dude. I would feel so embarrassed.
That would be so embarrassing.
I'm telling you, especially in my neighborhood, there's, like, hot Italian chicks everywhere. What you gonna do, dude, if you don't answer the phone, brother? I would hate my phone. I would just, like, try to shove it down.
It was a good chance they were gonna go with you anyway.
What about that story that Meltzer and everybody else was talking about, that Benoit took out an insurance policy for his ex-wife?
Yeah, I heard that was
and
true.
His two other. I heard that was really true.
Yeah, I heard it's really true.
I mean, Benoit took out an insurance policy, didn't put Nancy or his son currently, and that's pretty weird.
Yeah, and you know, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I want people to understand this. You know, so many people are turning to us.
We haven't talked about that at all.
So many people are turning to us for our feelings on all this shit. You know, for Molly and Valicia and everybody else listening, I want you to all think about this. Sally. Well, there's probably a Molly out there listening.
God.
I'm sure there's a Molly out there. You know, listen.
Who?
I'm sure there's a Molly out there listening. You know.
There's no Molly listening.
All right. Well, everybody that's listening, if you're married and you have a kid, and you go out and buy an insurance policy.
Wait, Funker. Nobody that's listening to this show is married.
Okay. All right.
Joey, what's that in your mind?
Yeah, all right. Everybody that's listening.
They barely got girlfriends.
All right, everybody that's listening. I know some of you probably don't know who your fathers were.
I'm just joking around.
I'm sure some people listening don't know who their fathers are. I'm sure some of them probably wouldn't. It's true. I mean, come on, man. I mean, it's the way life is. You know, some people out there, they were born, their fathers left town. I mean, that's true. But
Anthony really brings the pain, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Well, I'll bring more pain, because for anybody out there that is like all of us four that have both our parents and know who they are. I want you to picture.
Oh my God.
I want you to picture.
Wow.
Listen to me. I want you to picture.
This does not come from me.
No. There's a reason why I'm saying it that way. I want the people out there that had their mothers and fathers or knew their mothers and fathers. I want you to picture right now. I want you to close your eyes. Picture your father. All right, everybody's listening. Picture your father going out tomorrow and buying a life insurance policy, and you find out that you and your mother, that, you know, that he's happily married to, are not listed on the life insurance policy, but instead he puts his ex-wife on there and his kids from another marriage. Now, you tell me in any way, shape, or form that is fucking normal. You tell me in any way, shape, or form that doesn't show a sign that something was wrong in that family. You know, that's why I think people need to really stop and think about it. This guy bought a fucking life insurance policy and named his ex-wife, someone that he doesn't even, like, you know, consummate with anymore, is not even, like, attached to. You know, obviously something was wrong there. And that should lead to another thing that, you know, there was probably a lot of problems. I'm telling you, I'm convinced that when they had the falling out, not only did Nancy probably want to divorce him. Joey, I think you agree with me. If any of you guys, if you are married right now, see, Kevin, if you were married right now and you found out that your wife took out a life insurance policy and put her ex-husband on there, you mean to tell me you wouldn't fucking throw her out of the house?
No, I think it was all right.
You would think that's all right?
I'll be dead. I don't care.
Relax. Close your eyes. And breathe deeply. Breathe in. Breathe out. Relax. Breathe in. Breathe out. Let all your stress.
Fuck this shit. It's time for the Minority Report. That's right, kids. It's Monday. Time for the Minority Report. Your source for all the current wrestling news, views, rumors, and opinions from WWE, TNA, ECW, and the indie scene. With your hosts, Don, the Funker, the Blasi.
In Puerto Rico, I would be like, hey, Chico, who in Puerto Rico would you wrestle? Would you like Carlos Colon?
Kevin Castle.
Anybody ask Kurt where he wants to be buried?
Joey 924.
I'm sorry, I'm not gay, but when Landstorm was wrestling in the WWE, I did not notice that. I don't know if he sucked it, but damn.
Mo Black.
Man, tomorrow morning I'm going to have my dick in your sister's butt. You can't do anything about it. And I'm going to give her herpes.
And smoked out.
You broke, bitch.
Every week, only at wrestling-news.com. Listen, or we're going to come to your house and kill you.
What's up, everybody? It's Monday night, July 9th, here in the Minority Report webcast. I am joined with the man who I thought was in Puerto Rico, but you're actually leaving tomorrow.
Yes, thank
so,
God.
Yeah, so for the people that may not know you by now, who are you?
I am Joey 924, the man that will be happier than I am right now.
Mr. Platinos, what's going on?
That's Dominican.
Oh, is it? I don't know. Mr. Arroz con Pollo. Anyway, I am also joined with tonight.
I'm smoked out.
And everybody in the chat room says, Joey, pleasant surprise tonight, because I actually hyped up earlier that you wouldn't be on. So the guy...
We didn't even introduce Kevin.
That doesn't even matter.
Kevin, king of his castle. So
there you go.
Anyway, so Joey, you're actually going to be off the show the next 3 weeks, right?
No, I just want to make a correction, if I can. The round table will be back July 24th. I'm only going to be gone for 2 weeks.
Okay. All right, cool. So,
we'll be back.
Joe, they only gave you 10 days in a joint?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. I blew up this
Capital One finally caught up with me.
Oh, boy.
No, but we'll be back Tuesday night, July 24th.
Well, that's cool. Now, can I make my little announcement right at the beginning of the report?
Coming out?
You're leaving? No. Well, I about the website. I want to just let everybody know right up front. I don't want to, you know, take up time in the show later because I have a feeling we're going to get in some really good conversation tonight. I just want to let everybody know that wrestling-news.com is going to be undergoing some changes. Now, there's good and bad in it, obviously, but obviously if you're listening to this show, whether it's live or it's on the archive, you know, you should enjoy what we're going to do. The bottom line is that for 8 years, I've had that website, and for almost every single day for 8 years, I've had to put news up. Now, it gets to a point where you just have to realize that real life, relationships, my boat, and other shit, you know, gets in the way sometimes. And not only that, you have Dave Meltzer, PW Insider, The Torch, OneWrestling.com, Gerwick.net.
You have to pay for that.
No, not all of them. Some of them, yes. But the point is that there's so many websites out there that have news. You know, but the people, let's put it this way, the response that we've gotten from the webcast, from the people, as far as the emails and the personal messages, has been so much more thoughtful and so much more appreciative than having that website putting up news for 8 years. So what I have decided to do was to dedicate all of my wrestling online time to the webcast from now on. So what that means as far as the website is that the news board, the daily news updates, your Raw results, your SmackDown spoilers, your news articles, your Chris Jericho interview recaps, all that shit that we put on the website is going to stop. We're going to leave the naked photos up there. We're going to leave all the other bullshit up there. But I am not going to be doing a news board on that website anymore. Now, the good news is, here's the good news. That website is going to focus around the Minority Report from now on. All the show archives, all the interviews you guys do on the roundtable. If I have permission and I'm allowed to put the roundtable, the archives on the website, that website is going to be dedicated for the show. It's going to be home of the Minority Report. And what's even better, for Deadpool and everybody else that's bitching in the chat room that I'm getting rid of the news board, what we are going to do at least 2 times a week, in addition to the webcast, maybe 2, maybe 3, depends on the news, you know, during the week, we're going to put up mini audio updates online. So we're going to still get into the wrestling news, but rather than typing it, we're going to basically do mini reports online. So all you people out there are going to get the Monday webcast, your Tuesday roundtable, and 2 other audio updates during the week that are going to be mini reports talking about news that's going on. And I'm going to say one last thing and we'll move on. The biggest reason why we're doing these mini updates is because we find ourselves on Monday doing almost like a week in review. Everything that transpired from last Tuesday to tonight, we try to get into. And that's why the reports go 3 hours, 2.5 hours, 4 hours, you know, and that's why sometimes we don't take calls until like an hour, hour and a half into the show. And by doing these little audio updates during the week, it allows us to get into news during the week. We're going to share our comments, our opinions. We'll piss a few people off along the way. And this way, when Monday comes, we don't have to get into all that shit. You already heard it. So you could call in and comment about anything we said during the week. So, now everybody in the chat room likes that. So that's what we're going to basically be doing. You know, we're basically going to be the only website out there that's going to give you news, but it's going to be in the form of audio reports from now on instead of typing it. So I just needed to put that announcement up because, honestly, guys, you know, people have been going to that website up to 8 years, you know, going to be in for a surprise starting tomorrow, and I wanted to let everybody know right up front what the deal is. All right?
Can I make my announcement?
Sure, by all means.
All right, this is a little extreme. I don't even, but I'm switching to 2% milk.
Oh, man.
Kevin, wait. I thought we discussed that. I told you to stay on the 4%.
I got to go with the 2.
At least it's not breast milk.
I want to let everybody know.
Anybody think skim milk? What a pile of slop that is.
That's against my advice, by the way.
God, try and get skim milk. You might as well just put white out in water and mix it together.
Well, Kevin, have you ever tried soy milk?
No, I'm American.
You ever tried breast milk?
Who drinks that shit?
Intolerant. I just want to say a special shout out to DDP.
Oh yeah, did you? You know, I got to ask you, did you interview DDP?
Yeah, where have you been?
Well, I've been burnt out the last couple of days, man.
Yeah, right.
So
that was truly one of the most extraordinary interviews ever.
Yeah, long, man. It was a marathon.
It was a shoot interview, is what it was.
Yeah, I grew a full beard from start to finish. It was a long interview.
Wow. Great, though.
That's cool.
It was fun. It was good.
Yeah.
He is not one to not talk. He talked. Got a lot to tell.
Yeah.
We listened.
Hey, is the archive on the Minority Report? No, I want to know if the archive is up.
The archive is up. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Oh, man.
All right, cool. Raw was obviously tonight, but also tonight, which was a very interesting episode, was Larry King Live.
Awful. I was just sum that up in one word, awful. Chris Jericho, very good spokesman for WWE, asking the same. Jericho's definitely come back, but he's definitely a WWE bound. You can tell by the way he's talking. But you didn't learn anything tonight. You learned nothing. It's the same slop that you've heard before. And Ted DiBiase, what is about face? If that was Ted DiBiase 2 years ago, what a controversial interview that would have been, huh? But
yeah.
You didn't really see anything. You know, like I didn't expect. Larry King has been so horrible lately. He's been awful. I mean, even the Paris Hilton thing was unrevealing garbage. I mean, so he's not exactly Mr. Cutting Edge. If anything, Hattie and Combs kind of have an edge over him at this stage, and I think actually their ratings are better. But Larry King is not what he used to be, so I didn't expect any controversy. But Bret Hart, they all came off good. I mean, they all came off. Let's put it this way. If you're looking for wrestlers to come off good for older people, Americans who watch Larry King, people from, you know, every which way but Sunday watch that show, and you know, they probably said, oh, wrestlers are not that bad. They're nice looking, you know, nice articulate gentlemen. That's what they were going for. They succeeded as far as giving us any
absolutely
information.
Jericho
we got no information. We got nothing.
Jericho came off the best.
So
I think
Cena too, and they all did.
Blackman. I've been impressed with Blackman the last couple of years.
Yeah, and Blackman looks exactly the same.
Yeah, he looks exactly the same.
A lot of people don't realize Blackman debuted in 87 in Stampede.
You know, the funny thing is, we've been saying, if you look at the archives of this show, we always wanted Blackman to come back.
Yeah, I like Steve.
I like Blackman.
I like Blackman. Yeah, it was cool, but there was nothing really revealed tonight. I didn't see anything really revealed.
Nah, it was the same old, you know, no steroids, whatever.
Yeah. You know, like the mental illness thing they examined, but everyone was figuring that out anyway, you know. But, you know, like I said, I think this story has just run its course, and now all that has to be done is the toxicology reports, and then it's become something else.
I personally think they should have threw Mark Mero in there, because that would have sparked the...
Yeah, they should have threw somebody controversial in there. But
yeah.
Like I said, Larry King is not what he used to be.
Mark Mero has been very controversial the last couple of... And so is Jacques Rougeau, for that matter.
Yeah, I know. You were telling me about that, but I didn't see those.
No, I'm here. I'm just listening. I'll tell you, I saw about two-thirds of the appearances. And, you know, when I first heard that all these guys were going to be on Larry King, the first thing I said to myself was, after what just fucking happened with Paris Hilton, why the hell would they want to go on Larry King? And then I was thinking, you know what? They probably were, you know, thinking to themselves, hey, you know what? If we go on Larry King and he gets stupid, you know, here's the perfect, you know, place to really, like, educate Larry King if he tries to get out of line. You know, Larry King, he actually, I don't know if he was a little bit intimidated from these guys, but these guys were basically dictating the show. You know, he was throwing out questions, but these guys were throwing out answers, and, you know, you didn't hear Larry King, like, fight any of the questions at all. Like, Jericho...
No, but like I said, he's been criticized in the last... I mean, I watch cable news a lot, like I know Anthony does. I mean, Larry King is actually taking quite a dive from his credibility, because he has on a lot of dopey guests. If you remember, 6 months, his show was dominated by Anna Nicole Smith news, and he got really slammed for that, because he's not cutting edge. He doesn't have controversial stuff on anymore. He's become kind of a goof. And like I said, and I'm not, you know, supporting, you know, Fox News or CNN. They have their good points and bad points, but Hannity and Cohn's been kicking his ass for like the last year. They have more controversial guests on, so I'd rather see a wrestler on that show. Even though they cut the guys off, you're going to see a better performance basically with shouting matches on the other channel. Larry King just doesn't have it. I mean, he had some good guests, but you didn't see anything. Bret Hart says the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Bret Hart does not stray from that format.
Mm-hmm.
What is the...
I'll tell you one thing that I didn't like. One answer that really stuck out of the whole show. They asked, Larry King asked, I think it was, he asked Bret Hart, but then the question was, I guess, directed at John Cena. And what the question was that, are wrestlers pressured, or do they feel pressure that they have to take steroids to succeed in WWE? And John Cena's answer back was, no, that as long as you could entertain... And as long as you could put people in the seats, that's why you're hired by WWE. And then I started thinking to myself, if that answer was a legitimate answer, then explain to me why Eddie Guerrero or Chris Benoit or Rey Mysterio or anybody else would feel the need to bulk up and really bulk up. Or Chris Masters, for example. I mean, if you're entertaining, you know...
Randy Orton.
Why do you need to jack your body up that out of control? And not only that,
in addition to that, Funker, but let's also look at the people that have been fired that were really good entertainers. I mean, Canyon was one.
Yeah.
You know, there was a few other people that got fired in recent months that were very entertaining. What's the reason? If that's their thing about entertainment, then, I mean, there was a few people let go in the recent years that were very entertaining.
There's so many people let go, I sometimes, like, you know, I have to stop and think about,
yeah.
you know, literally the amount of people, like, off the top of my head.
But very good, some of them very good wrestlers, some of them very good entertainers, and some of them both.
And on another note, we finally got to see the mysterious Jerry McDivitt, who we've all heard about for years, WWE's attorney. And boy,
McDipshit.
Was he unimpressive.
McDipshit.
Right? He was unimpressive.
I
represent WWE.
Yeah, I sort of, you
no
know.
Personality, he's got no fucking fire for an attorney. He's got nothing.
You know, the thing with my problem with McDipshit is, McDipshit, the problem with him was that he, when the Fragile X thing came out, you know, he went on Greta, and I think he underestimated how many people watch these shows, because he went up there and said, oh, yeah, he confided in us that, you know, his son had Fragile X, and he told a lot of people. And then, like, there was nobody that said, yeah, Chris Benoit, yeah, he told me. And then all of a sudden, like, the word came out from the Benoit family. I was around Daniel all the time. I didn't see any signs of Fragile X. And then all of a sudden the DA says there's no medical history, nothing about Fragile X. And Jerry McDipshit turns around and says, oh, well, we were doing it. We said this based on, you know, information that we received, which totally contradicted what he originally said. So, and I'll tell you another thing. We're going to get into him a little bit later, but, you know, this Dr. Aston lawyer, this guy is getting caught in so many fucking lies and so many, like, exaggerations. I think he's only taking the case because he wants to be on TV. I really believe that. But I just want to get back to one comment I was going to say before about the whole thing that John Cena said about, you know, no pressure for steroids. And this is the thing that stuck out of my head. And I know every week, you know, I'll say something that I think, you know, speaks volumes and whatever. But I think everybody out there should ask themselves one question, or if you ever get the opportunity to interview one of these WWE guys about the situation, or you call into a radio show and McDipshit or somebody is a guest there also, ask this fucking question. If John Cena says that steroids, that the wrestlers are not pressured to take steroids, as long as they entertain, they have their spot, ask him, then how come Eddie Guerrero, Chris Benoit, and Rey Mysterio, three perfect examples, all got WWE championship reigns after their bodies looked like that they were blown up fucking on steroids? Now, one of them got the belt when they were smaller and then got bigger. After they got bigger and were jacked up to the moon, then all of a sudden they got their championship reign. And like I said, you know, on the hotline last week, you know, when that Chris Benoit fucked up that magical moment that we'll never see on WWE for years, and that's when Eddie and Chris hugged in the ring at WrestleMania. And I look at that moment now, and I feel like, you know, like these two guys, you know, were shooting up and were bulking up their bodies to get to that main event spot, and it was almost like they were, like, sort of acknowledging, like, we did it. You know, like, everything that we did to get to the top, we did it. And unfortunately, steroids was a huge reason for that. Because I don't believe that, especially Eddie, and especially Ray, they would have not have gotten their championship runs if they were the size that they were before they took steroids. I don't know if you agree with me or not, but I believe if Ray Mysterio was 150 pounds, he probably had a little bit more than a Spike Dudley push.
Well, I don't know about all that, but I definitely agree about Mysterio. But in terms of Guerrero and Benoit, first of all, we don't know if they weren't taking steroids in WCW, because according to
Eddie was definitely taking them in WCW. I mean, there was
a
point.
That's my point. They didn't start taking them in WWE, so to say that they started taking them.
Joey, when they went, listen to what I said. I didn't say that they started taking steroids to get to that spot. What I said was that it was only after they jacked up. Because when Eddie
I understand that.
When the Radicals first came in, you look at Eddie then, And you look at Chris Benoit then, and you look at them when they won their title reigns. Chris Benoit was at least another 20 pounds, 30 pounds of muscle mass, and Eddie was at least 30 to 40 pounds. You know, maybe not 40, but, you know, they had 20, 30 pounds of additional muscle on their bodies.
I don't know. I tend to say that, you know, I think these guys were doing it way before, and I think they could just, some of them just kept on multiplying the dosage, but I don't think they did it for the purposes of maybe future title reigns, because like I said, Benoit had a, what, 4 or 5 month title reign? I don't think it was
But when they
if you were at the Garden when he was champion, you know that he should have did more.
Exactly.
I mean, 5,000 people there when he was world champion.
He deserved it at the time.
Yeah, well, he didn't draw.
Yeah, you got to remember also, when these guys get the championship runs, I mean, it's not like WWE says, okay, you're only going to keep it for a month. They will run with it and see, you know, how it works. I mean, look at John Cena. I know that they were going to push him to the moon. I mean, Linda McMahon was talking about Cena in all the conference calls before he even got this push a couple of years back. But, you know, they ran with it and ran with it and ran with it. Look, it's almost a year and he's still got the belt.
But I tell you, one thing about even seeing Cena tonight on CNN and the way, like I said, like Cena or not, you have to admit he carries himself very well.
Yeah, he does.
He's a very classy guy. And like I said this a long time ago, and nothing that's, you know, earth-shattering. You should, if you're a real smart fan, you should know that John Cena is far from going anywhere, and he's never going to be de-pushed. Never.
Yeah, I agree.
He's going to be around a long time. He's going to be a long, long man.
That video package was pretty
good. Yeah, impressive. And like I said, Batista's gotten de-pushed. All these guys, everyone who's gotten up has gotten down. You know, everyone, King Booker, John Cena is the only one who's not gotten de-pushed, and he won't. I think he's going to be, like I said, a Hogan, Austin, Rock level for a long time. I don't see.
I feel the same way, by the way, for the people.
It don't matter if I like.
No, I feel the same way for people that do or don't like it. Bobby Lashley's the other one.
Yeah, but Cena is more of a commodity, I think.
No, I'm just saying, the way he talks,
and yeah, I think they don't have a confidence level.
No,
for
absolutely, but I'm saying like through the years, Lashley has only gone up.
Yeah, he's been around like half of Cena's time.
Exactly.
I understand what he's saying. He's probably next, is what he's saying.
He's definitely.
Cena is the faceplate of wrestling right now for
stars,
whatever you want to call it, or big names.
I will, and
it's not a bad thing. He carries himself very well. He's not a controversial guy. He's a nice guy. I mean, he just don't like his gimmick, but that doesn't mean that, you know, he's not worth anything. But what are you going to do? And who knows? Like 5 years from now, we can look at him. He can have a couple different changes and turns, and we can look at him as an iconic figure in wrestling 5, 10 years down the road. Who knows? You know, or he can go to Triple H route.
We've discussed this a couple of times, but The Rock was perceived that way. Also.
And yeah, now I miss The Rock every time. And every time I go back and look at Rock stuff on In Demand or something, I realize how funny and great, how entertaining it was. Like, I never got bored watching The Rock.
No.
Yeah, I never got bored. Even when he would say stuff to his opponents during the match.
A lot of people felt the same way about The Rock when he was getting pushed. They felt the same way like they do about Cena.
I don't know if I looked, but I can honestly say, I don't know if I look back on Cena and think he was as entertaining or funny as The Rock was, though.
No, but
I don't think I'm going to look back on that. But I can watch a Rock promo. They could do a best of Rock promos on In Demand. I'll watch the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's some good stuff, you know. Austin, too, to a point, but Austin kind of says the same thing over and over again, really, when you think about it.
Yeah.
There's only so many times you say, hell yeah.
Yep, and that's the bottom line.
Let's just bring back Whoops. There it is.
Tag team back again.
Yeah, just bring tag team back. What have happened to tag team?
I have no idea. I think they split up.
Exactly. Oh, man. Quick email. Dan from Australia sends an email and says that he's not on the net all the time, but he turns to our show and he wants to thank us for being there. He says that we are the best damn wrestling show on the net. He promises that he is not the only Aussie fan of ours, that he's telling us that all the smart Aussie wrestling fans are listening to the show because it's the best. Keep it coming.
Great.
Yep, and one more. This goes out. This is from Danny Boy, and I believe he's from the UK. And he says that the show that we did on June 25th was the night that, you know, the whole tragedy thing broke, was the most captivating radio moment that he has heard since the Howard Stern broadcast live as the 9/11 tragedy was unfolding. Period. He said, thanks for staying on air for that long. He doesn't care how much coffee or Red Bull he ingested that day. He said the next day work was brutal. He said and he just really appreciated it. I didn't listen to Howard Stern the day of 9/11.
I did. I guess
what he's trying to say is that, you know, things were coming out as they were doing their show, and I guess I appreciate that. That's really cool. You know, Dan from Plainview sends an email and says, do we think the physical strain on a wrestler's bodies are worth the money that they make?
I think that's a very good question, by the way. And
depends on the contract.
I think, yeah, exactly. It depends on personal choice as well. You know, Mark Merrow was on various television shows talking about how it's horrendous that people have to work these dates and they have to put their bodies. But nobody has a gun to nobody's head. Nobody's forcing these people to do it. They want to do it because they want to be successful in the wrestling business. And if that's what they have to do, then that's what they have to do. Then that's what they have to accept. They know that's coming into the wrestling business.
See, I agree with that to a point, but I think there has to be a human side. That's why they have human resources.
But Kevin, there is none, though. There is none in wrestling.
Yeah, but there should be. You know what I'm saying? There should be some kind of decent package for the guys to get some time off when they need it without having a major injury and having to show their surgery on television.
Or without having a major thought in the back of your mind, like, am I going to get released because I want to take time off?
You know, it's funny. Roger Clemens gets, you know, ripped for the family plan that he's on and stuff, and he hasn't really utilized it yet. And I'm not defending Roger Clemens. I hate him. But I'm just saying that, you know, and sometimes those things in a contract maybe are not so bad, because think about it. We get, like, in a majority of people, even myself, I find myself getting mad at this guy because he wants to be able to go see his son's baseball game and spend some time with his family. He's already put in 20-some-odd years of great baseball. I'm even saying to myself, what am I getting mad about? So the same thing about a wrestler. It's like if they can't do certain things or they got to be able to take some time off, I'm like saying to myself, yeah, I guess I wouldn't want to miss my son's graduation either. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I wouldn't want to miss my son's birth either. You know, like, but it is funny how we it's true, we don't think of them as regular people. You know, some of us do, but we get that moment of, oh, this motherfucker is not going to be on the card. He canceled. He missed the date. Like, you know, they have real lives, and I think everyone forgets that, you know?
You know,
I'm sorry, Funker.
Like
I said a few weeks ago, I think there should be at least a month period where certain guys are really off the road. Because they're not going to lose anything. I mean, you're not going to lose anything. Like tonight, they had Jeff Hardy in the main event. You're not going to lose or gain anything.
So you're saying, Joe, almost like the way you cover for somebody on a shift, like at work,
exactly.
Like that. So some guy take this one.
Personally, I wouldn't have minded if Super Crazy was in the main event because he had that thing with Kennedy. So I mean, it would have made sense. It was a minor storyline.
Joe, everyone would be dashing over to fucking Channel 5.
But those are some chances. And WWE is not in a position to say, hey, you know, we have to do this and we have to do that. They're not in that position anymore. I mean, they're in a position where they have to try some things, and maybe some miraculous thing will come out of it and say, hey, this actually worked, and let's go with this now.
I agree. They do need to step up and make some changes.
Yeah, I mean, why is Cena and Lashley, you know, on predominantly all the time? That's why another reason why people don't like Cena that much is because he's on all the fucking time. I'm not saying
yeah,
that
sometimes
not good,
less is more, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
We talked about that with TNA, with their Impact shows. I mean, come on. And a lot of people gave us credit for saying that. You know, way back, you know, a couple of weeks ago, a month or so ago, you know, TNA... They don't have to showcase Sonjay Dutt every fucking week on TV. You know, obviously their situation is a little different because they only have a one-hour slot right now. But the point is, yeah, you have people on every 2 weeks or whatever. You know, it obviously gives you something to look forward to. And at the same time, you know, that person could get a nice little week off here and there. I mean, you know, it's a fucked up situation. But, you know, and I'm going to say this, and it's kind of fucked up, you know, but let's be honest. And really, let's be honest here. If you look at the wrestling business as a whole, you know, some of these guys are they come off very intelligent, all right? But the point is that if you really look at wrestlers as a whole, what the fuck have they done outside of wrestling other than wrestling? They open up a fucking gym. They open up smoothie shops. They open up fucking nutritional stores. Very rare do you hear any of them having, like, a bachelor's degree to, like, become an accountant. I mean, put it this way. It's so fucking rare. And here's another great comment. It's so fucking rare. You'll go on wrestling websites right now, and they'll have sections called Did You Know? And they'll have, like, things like, did you know that Andre the Giant once drank 85 bottles of beer? And then you'll see another thing that says, did you know that so-and-so is also an accountant? That's how fucking rare a regular job is for a fucking wrestler. So I think that the reason, you know, they answer Dan's question, is it worth it? I think in the case of some of these guys, they don't fucking know anything else. And I don't even think that they want to know anything else. And I think that some of them come off very intelligent, but it could be a fucking script. They could fucking be on the outside going, and not fucking understand what the... Come on, there's fucking people... I forget which person it was. No, they like... There was something a couple of years back. I'll remember it next week, but there was a wrestler... I mean, come on, look at the fucking Weakest Link. You know, I think what was it, Booker T didn't even know what the WWW stood for as far as the internet. I mean, they were asking simple fucking questions, and the thing is, some of these people, I'm not saying Booker T's stupid, but I'm just saying there's some people that on the outside, you got to be very careful because they may come off intelligent on TV, but they could be some real dumb motherfuckers back there. They don't know anything else. You know, they probably fucking grew up chopping wood, you know, for their father's poorhouse, and then became a wrestler. And then when they leave the wrestling business, all they know how to do is fucking chop wood, you know. So I don't know, man. Anyway, big shout out to Silly Rabbit
and
the Trick.
They turn butter, goddammit, why they gotta chop wood?
No. No, I meant like lumberjacks. It wasn't a racial thing. I just, you know, brought up something like physical, like construction. You know what I mean?
A lot of white people chop wood.
So.
Michael Landon.
Yeah.
Father Murphy.
Oh, man. Oh, we didn't have him on the
I was going to say Father Dowling, but that's Mr. C.
So I just think some of these wrestlers, you know, they dedicate so much of their life to this shit, they don't fucking want to bother fucking learning, going to school and fucking getting an education and, you know, anything like that.
I certainly didn't.
Yeah, I know.
I certainly didn't bother.
By the way, I don't know if we're going to be able to get into her email. Kevin, did you read the email I forwarded you from Sally, the young lady that has a child that has Fragile X?
I'll be honest with you. That was so long. That was like a chapter out of Moby Dick.
Yeah.
I can't read that much.
I read it, and I got to show her. I have to offer.
That was a long. No, guys, this was long.
Yeah.
Fucking long.
But she's a wrestling fan.
At least 6 days to write.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen. Actually, I want to get into her email really quick. I'm not going to read the whole thing.
Who was that addressed to?
It was addressed to me. Because of my comment.
Why was it addressed to you?
It was addressed to me.
I read the first paragraph, and I thought they were talking about some, like, real show.
Yeah, no, they were addressed to me. You're a little bit surprised at some of the emails we get sometimes.
But I've been on the show, and I don't recall anybody saying what
I'll tell you what I said.
Being said. I don't recall saying that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I said. Joey knows already.
Yes,
he did. When was that?
Last week.
Last week when we were dozing off.
Is that when I put my phone down and did my laundry?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I apologize to that woman that I didn't hear.
Well, I'm going to apologize, but I'm going to also say something else to her. She's going to understand my point.
This comes from you, right?
Yeah, no, it's nothing controversial, but you know, hey, listen.
Not from me.
Hey,
I actually didn't read it because I didn't believe that was actually addressed to you because I don't recall that being said.
Yeah. Well, when she opens up, she's going to throw me down on the mat. I mean, it's obviously she's into wrestling or, you know, it's nothing kinky like that. But anyway, listen, she got upset.
Oh, we know.
Yeah. She got upset because last week I went on the show and said that, you know, once the Fragile X comment was made, that and it ended up that Daniel had never had Fragile X, that I felt that people in and around the Foundation for Fragile X were using that just to try to, like, generate, donations from WWE and basically.
That's right. I do remember you saying that, and I thought you were insane.
Yeah. No, I'm not insane. No.
I totally disagree.
Listen, and I'm going to explain.
That's right. I disagree too, and that's, I wanted to get a chocolate milk. I remember that, yeah.
Well, she was appalled. Now we need to show a little respect because she does have a 15-year-old
one who said the insult.
I know. What do you mean we need to show respect?
Well, I know you're going to show respect, but I'm going to show respect also. She got into real detail what this kid can't do. And honestly, I feel wholeheartedly, you know, for her. I mean, I have a lot of respect. I'm not going to read what she wrote.
Please.
But But it's some very powerful stuff. But I do, and she talked about the whole Fragile X thing and everything like that. But I want her to understand 2 points of what I meant by that. And I'm going to, this will be quick. She's got to understand that what she says in her own words, that the woman that started this whole Fragile X Daniel Benoit connection called into a radio station and mentioned that a conversation her husband had with Chris Benoit and said that, you know, that they mentioned the son had Fragile X and they wanted Benoit to be part of their support group, and he declined. He wanted to keep the diagnosis quiet. Now, the thing that this woman needs to understand is that wasn't just a radio interview. There was also a newspaper article where this woman said that they were friends. Not only that, you know, is Pam a fucking psychic? You know, here you have Chris Benoit and supposedly trying to keep the whole Fragile X thing quiet, where even Jerry McDipshit or WWE wrestlers or even Nancy Benoit's parents didn't even know he had it, but Pam did. It's very easy. What was her name again? Molly of Sally? It's very easy once someone dies to say, oh, I talked to Chris Benoit 2 years ago. My husband did. My great-grandfather did. And told him about being part of Fragile X. The thing is that they looked at the pictures of this cute little kid, Daniel, and because he was smaller, because his face looked like he possibly could have some type of situation, and because, this is the most important thing, Molly, or Sally, because there was early reports that the son had some type of an illness. So all of a sudden, this woman comes out of the woodwork that nobody else on this God green earth knows about Fragile X and Chris Benoit's kid, but she does. Not Nancy's parents, nobody. And then, and this is what I wanted to understand even more, the founder of the foundation for Fragile X, I forget his name, he went on the Torch's website where they post comments, and he actually wrote a day after the whole Benoit tragedy, now maybe WWE could do a charity show to raise money for Fragile X. Now, do you think that that's appropriate to write at that particular moment, or is that possible that maybe someone that's doing a foundation that's just trying to milk as much money as possible for good research, but is taking advantage of a tragedy and assumptions and ran with what this woman Pam said to try to get donations?
But it takes – now, did anybody ever want to raise – I mean, there have been, but you never saw it fucking – put in the face of the public, like after 9/11 and all the raising stuff for firemen's widows and kids of dead cops and people who worked in the World Trade Center. I mean, people in law enforcement. I mean, when a tragedy happens is when they think it's time to put it.
I understand that, Kevin, but you're talking
So those people, of course, are going to come out of the woodwork, but they're
Kevin,
for a cause, not lying in their own pocket.
But Kevin, cops really died in 9/11. Fireman really died in 9/11. Daniel Benoit didn't have Fragile X.
We don't know that.
So what? Yeah, but come.
Even if he didn't have it, what's the?
Then I'm going to say it bluntly, guys. I'm going to say it bluntly, and this goes out to the woman that started all this shit. Nancy Benoit's parents were around that kid all the time and said he didn't have any Fragile X. For 7 fucking years, Nancy Benoit, close to her mother and father, never called the parents up and said, hi, Ma, how's Florida? By the way, I don't know what to do with my son. He's got Fragile X. You think she would keep that a secret from her parents? And if they didn't see anything wrong, come on, man. Come on, your fucking parents would your if you had a kid, your mother and father would know if there was a tiny scrape on an elbow.
Those guys would come out of the closet when they're 30. People knew they were gay, they would do.
I know that, but
things like that happen all the time. You never hear stories about families where something happens and you like say, yeah, I figured that from day one, and it's been about 20 years.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
You're always calling. And do you ever hear stories, and you guys I'm sure know too, some people have children on the show, and you hear stories about, yeah, for the first couple of years, we would call my son or my daughter, and they didn't come right away. And then we found out when they were 6 that they were actually half deaf. That shit happened.
I understand that, but let me say it like this: if it comes, it's already come out from so many different places. The kid didn't have Fragile X. Okay, now let's say that we find out that it's 100% confirmed he didn't have Fragile X. Is it safe to say?
Speculation is that for sure.
All right. Well, there's no medical records. The schools themselves said that he didn't have it. The grandparents didn't. Nothing.
What the hell did he check his arm for?
I don't know.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I don't know. He could maybe listen. Listen, Chris Benoit. You know, the kid was small, and the kid was probably small because Chris Benoit suffered from decadic.
Chris Benoit was actually 5'7".
Yeah, Chris Benoit was small already.
5'11", and
I do agree with Kevin. Even if he didn't have fragile X, I agree with these people trying to raise money for the fragile X.
I understand that, but what I'm saying to you guys is that if it ends up that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt this kid didn't have fragile X, this woman Pam was full of shit. That's the bottom line.
Well, whether she is or not.
Well, her name wasn't Pam.
Still a good cause.
Well, it could be Pam, but it's not her name. We're blaming a Pam that doesn't exist.
Well, that's the woman's name. Well, the bottom line is, you know, hey, listen, AA could come out and say, listen, maybe WWE should do a tribute show for alcohol abuse if Chris Benoit was pissed drunk when they do the autopsy. Or
maybe
someone else could say, you know, they should do a benefit show for battered women. They should do a show. I mean, every fucking possible link to that.
But what's so wrong about
what's the setting about that?
Yeah, I don't understand what
because Fragile X, if it ends up this kid I deny Fragile X, you had the people.
Let's not even consider that he had it. What's wrong with it in the first place?
Okay, then what you're saying is that people in and around Fragile X took advantage of a tragedy and of this kid because they heard of an illness to try to benefit from it.
I don't see that. All right, I don't see that as taking advantage of anything.
No, but the whole world thinks the kid had Fragile X.
I'm talking about the cause itself.
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying that the bottom line is that, you know, it's kind of fucked up that a foundation for a particular illness that had nothing to do with this tragedy not only labeled this on this kid, all right, but on top of it are trying to put a false Let's put it this way. Fragile X, people should donate because they want to donate because there's got to be a cure. There's got to be some type of treatment. No child at all should have to suffer from this. It's terrible. But the point is that there are some people.
They weren't the only ones that labeled him with that. When this first broke, everybody was saying that he had fragile X.
I understand.
Everybody.
Right, but that was based on this one woman, Pam. And that's the God honest truth.
I don't think so.
Yeah, Jerry McDipshit even said it. I'm going to tell you a very quick story, all right? And this is very quick, and it was on my website, all right? This is you'll remember this clearly. For the people that don't remember, you'll remember this, but for the people that don't, when Hurricane Katrina hit, you know, there was a lot of people in wrestling websites, you know, wrestlers wanted to donate money for Katrina relief. And I wanted to do something to try to help out with Katrina also. And, you know, right around the same time, I was trying to figure out what we could put on a website, try to raise money. All the news started coming out that all these gift cards, you know, try to help people. People were buying condoms and buying cigarettes and shit. And I was like, I ain't fucking giving my money for that shit. And then I saw, like, on the news, dogs and cats, like, stranded, like, and it just broke my heart. And I remember literally choked up in tears on the hotline talking about it back then. We went on the website and said, for any wrestling fan that wants to donate to the Humane Society to help rescue these animals stuck in Katrina, whatever you donate, we'll match it. You go to my MySpace page, since day one of my MySpace, since Katrina hit, Humane Society has been the number one person on my friends list, all right? But here's what happened. When I put that on my website, you know, we got some donations. I expected to donate maybe $2,000-$3,000 from it. I didn't expect that many wrestling people to donate that much money. And for the first couple of days, there was like $500 or $1,000 raised on my website. So me and my friend, we agreed whatever was raised on the website, we'll split it, we'll match it. Okay. All of a sudden, after 3 or 4 days, someone donates $500. Someone donates $1,000. Someone donates $500. Someone donates $2,000. Within about 2 days, almost $10,000 in donations was sent to my website. And, you know, I started, like, getting nervous because me and my friend, we promised, you know, whatever was raised, we would match it. And we're like, you know, I don't have this fucking kind of money to do like this. So anyway, make a long story short, someone sends me an email to a link to a message board related to the Humane Society, and some people put up there, hey, this wrestling website says that if you make a donation and you're a wrestling fan, they'll match it. So what they were doing was they were getting people that weren't even wrestling fans running over my website and doing the donations through us to make us match it. And I turned around and I sent an email to the Humane. I was like, I'm not matching all this shit because your people are sending people to us that aren't even wrestling fans, and you're doing this to try to get – I understand you want to get as much money as possible, but you're doing this because you want to try to get even more money. And I think that's really fucked up. Someone that was going to donate $2,000 anyway that doesn't even follow wrestling goes to my website and does it there to try to get me to donate $2,000 also. You know, that's my own. I'm not saying for you to agree with me, but I'm just giving you my explanation. Yes, let's move on. But listen, I wanted to dedicate a little time to her because you saw the email, Kevin. I mean, I felt bad for this woman. She's got a kid with the Fragile X, and I wanted to, you know, explain it a little bit more.
You did.
Yeah. I didn't expect to go that long. But before we go, you want to take a couple of calls?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's take a couple of calls. Hey, I almost
grabbed myself there.
I apologize. Yeah, I just had to vent with that because, you know, there are some people that, you know, that have good hearts, but they, I don't know, man. All right, 866-352-8485. You could talk about anything you want tonight. Chris Benoit, Chris Canyon, who's the porn star Canyon? What was it? Christy Canyon, yeah. Those big milky jugs. Yeah. She was good. I actually used to like Christy Canyon. She did a video once, like a best of herself for like 6 hours. She did like a solo thing, and my ex-girlfriend really like got turned on by that. So I actually have the tape somewhere. But I don't know. For some reason, I can't watch outdated porn. I don't know why. You know, like, I can't...
Everybody looks like Magnum T.A. and fucking the lady from Kate and Alley.
Anyway, you're on. Who's this? Hello?
See, Anthony, this is becoming a weekly addiction.
Hey, you know, I sent you an email earlier, and this goes out...
I got you, baby. I got you.
Yeah, this goes out to anybody out there. If anybody out there wants a website recommendation, shoot interviews, rfvideo.com. That is the place to go for shoot interviews. So.
And it works, too, trust me.
Yeah. So what's going on?
This is why I'm calling you. By the way, hi, Joey.
Hi.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, I love you.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, what about Smoked Out?
I'm
just left in the dust.
I know.
Okay, blessed and highly favored, right?
What,
anyway, this is why I'm calling. I'm calling you, Anthony, to slightly disagree with your opinion because I was watching something on PBS last night, and it was about this jazz keyboardist who for years masqueraded as a man. She was a woman, but she masqueraded as a man, and her name was Billy Tipton, but her real name was Dorothy Lucille. Nobody knew that Billy was a woman until Billy died. Nobody knew.
All right,
everybody thought that she was a man.
Can I rebut back?
I heard that story.
Can I rebut back?
I'm sorry?
Can I rebut?
If you let me finish, I'll let you.
Sure. All right.
I say that to you to say that Nancy could have possibly told her parents, even though she's close to them, she could have possibly told her parents, yes, yeah, something is wrong with Daniel, but that doesn't necessarily mean that she's going to go into detail. Because women tend to be more loyal to their husbands than they do their parents. And I think that is a possibility that could have happened to her. I'm not saying that women necessarily turn their backs on their parents, but what I am saying is that if the husband says, keep something quiet, I don't want this going outside of my home, then it is more than likely she's probably not going to tell her parents. So they could think, yeah, maybe he has Down syndrome, or maybe he's mentally retarded or something, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to know that he had Fragile X.
Okay.
Now you can rebut love.
All right. What was the name of this man that was really a woman or vice versa? What was the
His
last name?
His name was Billy Tipton.
Plitzkin?
His name was Billy Tipton, but her real name was Dorothy Lucille.
Okay. Well, I couldn't hear the last name, so I'll just call it Smith. All right?
Okay.
When Mr. and Mrs., when Mother and Father Smith, when this guy, girl, guy came out of the vagina of its mother, I guarantee you that when that kid was born, that the mother and father knew that they had a male or a female born. So to say that no one knew, the parents knew. Okay, if that person went through life perceiving themselves as someone else, that's fine. But we're talking about immediate family here. And honestly, I could understand what you're saying as far as wives, you know, being very loyal to their husbands. But the thing is this, you know, you have the parents of Nancy Benoit's saying that how close they were to their daughter, and also said that there was nothing wrong with this kid. I tend to think that if, you know, if they're around this kid that much and there are no signs whatsoever, but yet all the signs, I mean, this woman that sent me this email earlier got into very explicit detail
right.
of what happens with a kid with Fragile X. And even if the Fragile X was never mentioned, these symptoms would still be visible. So in a case like that, then Nancy's parents would have said, oh, I didn't know anything about Fragile X, but he did have some medical issues. We did, you know, we just...
Then why is Chris Jericho, who has absolutely nothing to gain by saying anything good or bad about Benoit, why is Chris Jericho saying that at the age of 4 years old, Daniel's speech was a lot worse than his one-and-a-half-year-old son? That makes absolutely no sense. Something was wrong there. Now, maybe the parents don't want to admit that something was wrong.
It's possible. It's possible, but why?
Something wrong there, hon.
I understand it, but what I'm saying is that, you know, if they're hiding something, you know, why would you want to keep a negative stigma to your grandson that was tragically killed? It makes no sense to me. And as far as a four-year-old, you know, it's not speaking as well as a one-year-old, you know, that happens. But, you know, the thing is this, you know, how come nobody came out sooner and said anything? I mean, why did it take 2 weeks?
Why everybody in the wrestling business absolutely refuses to
admit that. Yeah, well, then
Chris Benoit was probably actually kicking Nancy's ass.
I understand that.
The matter is that I think all these wrestlers, including Brent the Hitman Hart, probably knew that Chris was kicking her ass, but they're not about to go on television and say, oh, yeah, he was beating the hell out of her, and we knew about it, because then somebody's going to say, well, if you knew that he was beating her ass, then why didn't you guys do something about it sooner?
Wall of silence.
Yeah, so that's it. And not only that, we
that's the same thing with the Fragile X. The two of them could have been the wall of silence.
It could be, but the DA has nothing to gain or lose. And the DA basically said that they checked medical records, nothing. They checked school, nothing. I would think medical records would have something. I mean, unless you're saying that, you know, that Chris Benoit and Nancy never bothered to treat this kid for what it had, and they came up with their own self-help remedies and started shooting
people
the kid
do
up.
That,
which,
Anthony.
Well,
they,
if it ends up that that's the case, then if that's part of this weird thing that the DA is talking about, then, you know, Nancy didn't deserve to die, obviously, but, you know, I've said
Nancy
it before.
Didn't.
They're both fucked up. They were both
but
fucked
what
up.
What I will say, and then I'll go ahead and let you go, is that I think that you shouldn't, you, Anthony, shouldn't give a definite opinion of, no, he didn't have Fragile X, because, no, we don't know whether he did or did not. They have not solved anything conclusively concerning Chris Benoit.
Right, but
you can say you suspect or you speculate, or it has been said that, but nothing, like Joey said earlier, nothing has been conclusively proven where Daniel
okay, then I got a good question for you.
Go ahead, babe.
I got a good question for you. Then why would Jerry McDipshit do a 180 about the whole Fragile X thing?
Because Jerry probably wanted to cover his ass for who knows what, because he's opened his mouth too much.
Yeah, but if Chris Jericho and others knew about this, and McDipshit originally said that WWE wrestlers had talked about this, why would he do a 180 and said, oh, we just got this from hearsay from an interview that was done? Why would
Chris Jericho hasn't changed his position on that. He's still saying that the kid's speech was bad.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I'm saying Jerry McDivitt would be a fool to turn around and do a 180. It makes WWE look ridiculous.
Well, of course, yeah, he is a lawyer, and he's got to worry about the lawsuit aspect, too, because I promise you those people are going to sue somebody.
Yeah, but,
I,
yeah, but
what
even...
What I meant by that was that he's a lawyer, and he lies a lot.
Well, what lawyer doesn't?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, what lawyer does not? Anyway, as usual, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Same here. Same here. Thank you very much. You're refreshing.
Take care.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye.
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 All right. Yeah, she brings out some good points. You know, I think it's just, you know.
That's my favorite call.
That Anthony's wrong.
Yeah, hey, listen, I'm man enough to say I'm wrong sometimes.
Well, I'm not, you know, in defense of Funker, when I don't usually
what?
Do that. But I'm not going to say that he was wrong, but I do agree with her. There's nothing conclusive about anything.
Yeah, I mean, and you would think that.
That's why I don't get why these wrestlers continue to go on these shows when there's no proof of anything. They just say the same shit over and over.
They need some air time.
No, I
Jericho wants to show off his record.
Yeah,
Michelle,
by the way.
Yeah, and Jericho did throw that little hint saying that, you know, about going back to WWE. You know,
he'll be back.
Yeah, you know, I haven't said one bad thing about Mike Johnson. And I'm still not going to say anything bad about Mike Johnson. I have a whole, you know, I have some respect for the guy now.
Talking about his physical.
No, but I want to disagree with one thing he said. When Jericho did an interview over the weekend for the Baltimore Sun, you know, in the Baltimore Sun, obviously Jericho's going to be a little bit more vague, you know. But, you know, he said that he was, you know, eyeing a return and didn't specify where. And what Mike Johnson wrote was that Jericho is pondering a return to one of the big three. And I fucking sat there and I said, big three. And then I realized what he's talking about. He's actually calling Ring of Honor like part of the big three. And as much as, you know, Ring of Honor, you know, I have no problems about them anymore. I thought their pay-per-view, I saw little clips online. It was decent. And I think everybody should definitely check it out. They're not a big three. They're not even fucking a two and an eighth. I mean, TNA is not even really a number two, sort of. They're number two by default. Ring of Honor is not a number three by default. So, you know, I just don't like the fact that you plant the seed that, oh, Jericho might go to Ring of Honor. You know, yeah, maybe Gabe and Carrie will pay him a huge payday for one or two appearances, but he's going back to WWE. You know? So, it was just something that I noticed. I mean, you know, Jericho's going back to WWE. I don't think he's going to TNA.
No.
So, and, you know, these wrestlers keep going on these shows, and, you know, some of them are doing it to try to defend wrestling. You know, and they're basically...
They have nothing better to do.
Yeah, they have nothing better to do. That's a good point, too.
And there's been nothing compelling, though. It's boring shit. It's like watching a rerun over and over again.
And the majority of them are doing it for the payday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are getting paid, some of them.
Videos aren't allowed to pay for that. It depends.
Yeah, and if you notice, they've shied away from... They've shied away from Deborah.
Thank God.
Deborah's is a lot like away from the because really, I mean, I think what the media started thinking about was even if Steve Austin did beat her ass, what is that really? That really,
I think people are starting to understand it after we.
I think
that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
It's true.
I know, but that's still fucked up. Oh, man. Want to take another call?
Another clip of what Conan saying that the man's going to win with murder.
Yeah, Conan's been pretty powerful. You know, I'm a little pissed that Mr. Ashenoff hasn't come on to Minority Report yet, but no, seriously. I actually told him, I was like, you know, mainstream TV is a little bit more important right now. You go do the TV, and then we'll take the scraps after you're done. So we'll have Conan on very, very shortly. So, but, all right, so want to take another call?
Sure.
866-352.
Why don't I sound like that?
8485. What, that sound in the background?
I sounded weird when I said sure.
Oh, 866-352-8485. Hey, you're on. Who's this?
So, Silly Rabbit returned.
Hey, Silly Rabbit, what's going on?
I just came back from work like an hour ago. I didn't catch the Larry King interview, the John Cena. Just briefly.
You didn't miss nothing, dude. You didn't miss nothing.
I heard it was garbage.
They're gonna replay it at 3 in the morning.
Watch paint dry on your wall. You get more information. I mean, it was very boring. There's nothing really. I mean, it's something to watch for the hell of it, but you ain't missing nothing.
Yeah, basically, I mean, I would have, as much as I agreed with what the wrestler said, except for the John Cena comment, you know, I would have hoped that Larry King would have been a little bit more on the offense instead of just being complacent. It almost seemed like no matter what answer one of these guys would have given.
Fine. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. He was very, that's the word, Anthony. Complacent.
Yeah, no matter what answer,
just whatever they said, no problem.
Yeah, he could have asked Chris Jericho, you know, Chris, you know, would you ever in a million years, like he said, in a million years, you ever think he would do something like that? Chris, he said, no, he said, if you put 1,000 people in front of me, he would be the last person. And he's like, okay. And if Chris Jericho would have turned around and said something different, like, oh, man, I knew he'd fucking kill somebody sooner or later, he would have still said, okay. Chris Jericho just said...
The whole point of these news programs, though, is they're supposed to be compelling. I mean, at least, you see, with certain guests, you know you're going to get, you know the Warrior is going to say whatever on his mind. He is definitely not going to go. Matter of fact, he'll cancel an appearance if they probably tell him he's got to say a certain thing. So, I mean, but there's all these other guys. They're just so desperate to get in the Hall of Fame or be part of some kind of convention that WWE might let him be at WrestleMania or something. That they're going to say, I mean, as soon as I see Bobby Heenan or someone that is scheduled for a show, I'm like, ask WWE, so he's not going to say shit. I mean, I hate Mark Merrow. I always hated the Rougeos. I never liked them even when they were popular. But, you know at least they're going to get something out of them. There's nothing like a bitter wrestler.
Yeah, Steve Blackman looked like he was trying to fuel it a little bit tonight. If you look at Steve Blackman, Steve Blackman was trying to fuel it. He's like trying to like be like the educated renegade. Like a couple of times tonight, he's like, well, you know, contrary to what, you know, my fellow, you know, staffers over here are saying, and then he would try to like be a little combative. But the funny thing was is that no one like bit it. No one took the bait. Like nobody decided to get into a war. It wasn't like that Mark Merrow confrontation the other day. But I mean, if you want to watch something, good.
I'm just saying, like, I know there's still certain wrestlers out there, they don't want to snitch.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
Is they really snitching, saying, yeah, I mean, see, the business is fine. That's it. Here's the thing. You don't got to name names, but don't insult people's intelligence. That's the whole thing.
I think the problem is, though, Kev, I think what some of these wrestlers are afraid is that they're on national TV live. Maybe not Larry King, because Larry King is fucking senile. But if they would have went on a different talk show and made a comment like, yeah, you know, you saw some people doing it, I think they're afraid of getting the next question. Okay, who? You know, and they're put on the spot on national TV live. And if they don't answer that question, you know, that's going to be such a black spot on wrestling that, look, you see, they're trying to cover their asses even in a tragedy.
It's kind of a shame about the Warrior, because if anybody would have done their homework, they would have got a lot out of the Warrior. But yeah, they didn't ask him the right questions.
No, they didn't.
He would have named names.
Yeah, he would have.
Yeah.
Would have been that Hogan piece of shit. You know?
Yeah. I did get a kick out of him playing a Hogan clip from 7 years ago. You might want to check this out if you see the Larry King clip later. They played a clip from Hogan from 2000 saying, yeah, you know, it's around.
Right now, by the way.
What?
Of course. It's on right now.
Well, the thing I found funny was that Larry King's playing a clip from 7 years ago, but then Larry King is basically saying, okay, we were told about this 7 years ago, and we decided not to run with it. You know? So I just found that funny. I mean, he doesn't even realize that he shoots himself in the foot sometimes, that old bastard. So, but anyway, what else is going on, silly rabbit?
Now, I noticed that they got Abyss with a Sting paint, stuff like that.
Yeah, that was cool.
This shit sucks. He should stay with a mask.
That was trash. You thought that was trash.
And I like you.
In my opinion,
you're trash.
The beginning of the end for Abyss.
It's abysmal.
I'm trying to be Mark Merrow.
It's abysmal.
Now that's pretty much like Kane all over again.
Exactly. Thank you.
Well, yep.
Now what?
Yeah. Now all we need is.
I tell you one thing about the Abyss thing. What kills me about Abyss is Sting. The Sting to me is getting so annoying that I hope he really does fall down a flight of stairs.
I'm saying, like, true. He's always going up or down the flight.
God,
promo.
Man, it's like, you know, let's go to the bowels to talk about this. I'm like, shut up.
Bowels.
Put AJ Styles back on TV.
For real, man. did it.
Man, stay, I don't know.
Oh, man. It's, I don't know. I can't wait for Abyss.
You want to watch Sting. Watch him in the early 90s.
Yeah.
That's what you'll see.
Well, I'm waiting for Abyss right before he lands on a bunch of tacks. He puts his hands to his face. It goes, ow! Abysmal. So. All right, Rabbit. Go hop back into the chat room. I got a couple other people on hold, so. No, I like Silly Rabbit. I shouted him out earlier. I like his calls. Thank you very much for calling in. All right, take care.
I love Funker. He insults people and then he compliments
them. No, all right.
I want to say fuck you, but thank you.
Yeah.
But thank you.
I'm Elmer Fudd. 866-352-8845. We'll take a couple
Dick
more.
Dick. What's Cinque?
Cinque. I don't know. Cinque de Mayo. I'm Italian, you know.
So,
yeah. 866-352-8485. You know, this is for Indie Mania Al and Deadpool and everybody else bitches that says, oh, we take calls at 1 a.m. So.
Why are they complaining when they be on the longest?
I know. They're on until, we could be on until 5:30 in the morning and they're still listening to the chat room. Maybe it's just because they don't want to call, like, well, their mother's in the other room sleeping. It's like, I don't want to call at 2 o'clock in the morning. I might wake them up.
Let's insult everybody.
No, I'm not insulting them. So, it might be true.
Deadpool, but Deadpool will be on for like a half hour. So why does he be complaining about what time he's
Yeah,
on?
And you know,
phone time regardless.
You know what? Before we take the next call, you know, I was thinking about this tonight. Are you a little bit surprised that WWE is doing a Texas bull rope match so close to the tragedy? Because you know during that match, someone's going to get strangled with that rope. I'm not kidding.
I'm actually glad that you brought that. I don't know if Kevin saw it, but this is actually my favorite storyline right now with Dusty Rhodes and his son and Randy Orton. I thought they did a tremendous job on the promo tonight. And his son looks like he's going to be pretty awesome soon. Did you see that, Kevin?
Well, what was that, John? I couldn't hear you.
No, I said about Cody and Dusty, the stuff that they're doing with them is actually really good.
Yeah, no, I'm a Cody Reynolds fan, Cody Rhodes. I'm glad they're going with Rhodes, by the way. I think that kid,
I'm really intrigued by the
storyline. I've seen some stuff that he's done in the minor leagues there on tape.
I thought Dusty's promo was really good on Randy Orton. I thought it didn't look rehearsed. It looked really good.
Yeah, no, it was good. Dusty's always good. He's still got the promo juice.
Yeah, he still does.
Yeah, he's starting to look like a Bassett Hound now, but he looks like a...
Yeah.
I'll tell you this much. You know, I actually, watching that tonight, I was asking myself first, why did they wait until now to really utilize Dusty on TV? Then I started thinking to myself, you know what? It was probably the best thing that they did because they saved him for his son. You know, because he's been around WWE for a while now, and they really haven't utilized him at all. Not only that,
but they brought him in at a great time because he was the creator of the Great American Bash.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, and
I think he's going to pull out a good match.
Yeah, and I'm actually looking forward to Cody Rhodes. I do like the name Cody Rhodes. It just flows
really
good.
I really hope they build that with Orton and Cody.
Yeah.
I hope they do.
Finally, yeah. Season. Maybe we'll SummerSlam. Finally, we'll see some new star with some sort of talent and potential.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm just not digging Cody's haircut, though. There's just something about it. It just, I don't know.
He's got that modern young guy look.
I think he looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I think he could appeal to the girls and the guys. I think that's what they're going for with this kid too. So
yeah.
I mean, you know, he's definitely, and like, you know, it's funny. So I was reading the other day on one of these websites, one of our MySpace things, that they're saying he's becoming an internet favorite. Now normally I look at that and I go, well, how the fuck do you know? But I've actually, since he's given that whole fame speech, I have seen people say, boy, that kid was really good. He's going to be a good promo cut. He gave such a good speech, you know? So it's like, you know, for a young guy, he really, like, talking in front of all those people, you would have thought he'd been nervous at the Hall of Fame, and he really came off great. And I bought the extended cut version of the WrestleMania with the Hall of Fame. And, yeah, Cody Rhodes, but, you know, I think off that is where they decided to probably push this kid a couple of months later.
I think they're doing it a good way, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I always like seeing a new second-generation guy come
this is some of the best stuff they've done in a while, so.
Yeah.
And you know.
Get used to it because it won't last.
Yeah. I mean, we got a little sign today that Shelton Benjamin was almost going to have to kiss Charlie Haas in the lips tonight. I mean,
they're doing a gimmick where Charlie Haas might be turning gay. You nervous about that?
No, I just,
thinking about being bisexual.
Why? Why? I don't understand.
Right, I thought it was pretty good.
What, they want masturbating material for Pat Patterson? I'm serious. See, you don't think Patterson is like whacking off?
The storyline behind it, like you know, the chance of him losing was actually pretty funny.
Yeah, Paul London is fantastic.
Yeah, but Joey, a storyline like that, you know, you know, Shelton's going to lose.
No, but I'm saying it made it exciting for the fans. You know, you don't have another drawn out match.
I like seeing just that. I just like that. Even if they don't win, I mean, at least Shelton and Charlie getting TV time. I like seeing that.
I mean, so do I.
Even if they don't win, that doesn't really matter.
I got to tell you something about this. Like I mentioned earlier about Super Crazy, you know, he beat Kennedy last week, and my only disappointment was that he faced Snitsky tonight and in a total squash. Why not capitalize on the fact that he beat Kennedy and just start, you know,
I think they really just don't know what to do with Crazy. The fans do like him. He's
over.
Got talent. He is kind of funny. He can be part of the show.
I mean,
when you really think about it, they use him like a Funaki type. Remember when Funaki was getting his push? He was winning every week.
I absolutely agree, but Funaki doesn't beat talent like Kennedy, though.
No, that's true. I think Funaki got some big wins, though, when he was in the middle of his push, though. I think he beat Bradshaw one time. But
I just think he could have been used like in the main event against Kennedy. Tonight.
Yeah, no, Super Crazy is definitely a good hand. There's no doubt.
I don't think he should have been squashed like that.
I don't think so either. I mean, he could have lost.
Exactly. Especially after beating Ken Kennedy.
Right.
I don't know why, but I think they should team up with Eugene.
And my guy, can somebody fire Snitsky, please?
Snitsky belongs in TNA.
Nah, he don't belong in TNA.
He'll be
able to catch lead poisoning from the water.
I can say something really fucked up, but I won't go there.
None of us are Mexican.
No. It had to do with steroids, but what? I'm not going to say it. Let's take another call because there's a couple of people desperately trying to get in. So.
Desperately trying.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. Desperately trying.
No, I know. Someone wrote me, desperately trying.
Really? Hey, Ron, who's this?
That was for another reason.
Oh, Joe, that was you.
What the hell? You will not take over. You bitch, you got playing all the call. What the hell are you saying?
I don't understand Texan.
Yes, me.
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. I never bitched and complained about you guys taking forever on the phone calls.
I know. We're just fucking around with you. We love you.
So basically, Funker's lying.
Deadpool's the fifth member.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I like Deadpool because he likes Transformers.
Deadpool's the white guy for the show.
He likes Megan Fox.
Yeah, Megan Fox.
Joe, I heard horrible things about that movie, by the way.
Awesome,
I heard horrible things.
How many times
did
you see it, Deadpool?
Twice.
I heard if you're 10, it was cool.
Deadpool, but did you watch are you a fan of the cartoons?
Yeah, I'm a fan of cartoons. Yeah, but you have to accept things, Smoked Out. You have to accept that everything cannot be fully adapted to what it was when you saw it as a child or if you became a fan of it, even if you were an adult. You have to accept
First of all, let me tell you what I can't accept. I can't accept some fucking Even Stevens reject in a fucking starring role. I can't see Tyrese in fucking... I can't see Mr. Baby Boy in Transformers.
Actually, I like Baby Boy.
I did, too. Optimus Prime looked the same, but Megatron looked like shit. Jazz dies. Fucking Bumblebee dies. Bumblebee never dies.
Bumblebee
didn't die.
I think Bumblebee died.
Right now, Anthony
became a cripple for a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, let's transform this.
By the way, Baby Boy is an awesome fucking movie.
You know,
that was a good
movie. Yeah, DVD, it doesn't know justice. Get the DVD.
Actually,
that movie rules, man.
Yeah, celebrating, you know, thinking back of RoboCop and stuff like that. You know, why don't one of these of the big three, why don't they come out with a Transformer wrestler? I'm serious. Let the guy wrestle and then he could transform himself.
Back in the day, they came out with Lasertron, played by Hector Guerrero.
A Transformer wrestler, what is he going to turn into? A hypodermic needle?
I don't know.
He's going to turn into a guy that can work.
Well, then Snitsky should take that job.
We're all down on Snitsky.
Oh, by the way, I don't know, man. I watched, like, Candace and Mickey James, like, walking down, like, the rampway before they had their match, and Candace's face just looked horrid.
Yeah, Candace looked awful. Her GoDaddy days are so over, it's not even funny. So I guess Finley told her, you better learn how to wrestle, because your GoDaddy days
are nothing changed with Mickey James, though.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, she's, like, slapping a five. I'm like, you know, what happened to the storylines of going for the gold?
Normal hair tonight.
Yeah, I actually did like it. And it almost was funny because I'm surprised they didn't bring up like how, like, because Candace had her hair like that for a while. They should have did the whole thing like they did a while back.
Yeah,
where
Candace had the hair that Melina normally has. That's true.
Yeah. And they, like, swapped hairstyles.
No, Mickey James, though, was fucking hot tonight.
Was she really?
Yes.
I really don't even notice her anymore.
I think she could wear, I don't know, a cloth. I don't know.
I don't know. I still,
He said a cloth.
Not my top five.
I mean a potato, like, what is that, potato sack?
Potato sack?
Yeah, there you go. She could wear that and she'd still be hot.
They really deep pushed, though, huh?
Yeah.
So anyway, Deadpool, what's going on?
What's up, man, DP? I just wanted to, I was looking at all three brands of the WWE the other night. I know something. As far as their best talent they have, at least 99% of the best talent they have on all three of their rosters is a fucking heel. You ever notice that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Isn't that pretty sad that maybe...
Well, the Great Khali is a heel.
Oh,
by the way, I agree with the opponent. With the opponent choice for Khali being Batista, by the way.
I agree with that, too. I get a chance to piss. That's good.
What do you think? Who do you think is going to win Nitro? You think Nitro's going to hold the belt, Deadpool? Or you think CM Punk's going to get it right away, or it's going to be a chase?
You know, I'm actually liking Nitro, and I like Punk a lot.
I'm liking Nitro as the champion.
By the way, tomorrow, ECW's main event, Johnny Nitro versus Tommy Dreamer in an Extreme Rules match. Guess who's going to fucking win that one?
Tommy Dreamer, within 2 weeks, his hair started falling out. Did you know
what the hell is up with the Sandman? God.
Yeah.
Those guys are really looking every bit of 40.
Sandman's getting his belly back.
He's got a strange shit. He's like a skinny fat. Like your uncle who's like 60 and he's going in the pool. He's like a skinny fat. Like a skinny on.
Hey,
I'm waiting. Stomach that looks bloated.
I'm waiting for websites to jump all over how when he did his entrance with the beer, how he like splattered the beer and there was like two eight-year-old girls behind him wiping beer off them.
I said it myself. I used to wonder what the legalities of that are actually.
Yeah.
You know, Austin never went in the crowd and did that.
You know, if he was doing soda.
Time because I think they told him some of them about that.
Yeah, but if he was doing opening soda, you know, it's different. But he's opening beer, and, like, tonight you saw those two little eight-year-old girls behind
him. They got splashed
pretty hard.
I don't know if they're going to stop that, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think WWE is going to like that.
WWE. And by the way, I hate that fucking interpreter guy for Khali.
Oh, God,
so do I. Get rid of that idiot. It's like he should be selling Carvel.
That guy looks like he shit all together. How about that?
I missed the home run derby. Damn it.
Oh, the home run derby is tonight? Fuck, man.
Man, the All-Star game is tomorrow.
Who won it?
The All-Star game is tomorrow. I didn't see it. I missed it.
Oh, man. Someone in the chat room, let me know who won the home run derby tonight.
Anybody in the chat room?
I actually wanted Prince Fielder to win it. Cecil's son?
Yeah.
He's actually pretty good. I think he's going to be the next quote-unquote superstar.
I think he's going to be the next Triple H.
Yeah, you think so? Hey, no. Can end up being... Well, no, I can't go there yet. Anyway, Deadpool, what else is going on?
I wanted to honestly ask you guys' opinion. And I don't know if you've heard this or not.
I don't think so.
Have you guys been hearing that everybody is saying, oh, Rey Mysterio is going to save SmackDown or Triple H is going to save Raw?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't fucking believe that for a bit because one man, in my opinion, cannot save a show. The entire wrestling show has to be built with everybody's help to make it a better show. And
yeah,
if you ain't got nobody working
not
on
good
that.
Anymore, anyway.
Obviously, you have been watching Raw because John Cena is the man on Raw.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm liking ECW better. They got more competition.
I know, you know, it's funny. People are telling me that they're actually liking ECW better in the last few weeks. I don't know if I agree, but I'm just...
I haven't seen it enough.
You know why? Because even though they're utilizing the wrestlers the right way, it's like what we said since day one. It was going to be like their AAA farm system, and everybody, with the exception of Tommy Dreamer and maybe Stevie Richards, everybody's getting like a little bit of like competition, meaning that even if somebody loses now, because there's no like Collies or Snitskys there, they're losing in competitive matches.
Yeah.
So you got... Yeah,
isn't it Dusty in charge of ECW?
Yeah, I think
so.
It's more evenly matched.
I thought it was
Michael Hayes.
I thought it was Barbarian. Yo, by the way, I saw those Major Brothers on Friday.
Yeah, so did I.
It's a no-go for me.
Did you see that new tag team that's coming in? Like, one of them is, like, dumb?
Yeah, I thought that was Jacob Duncan, the monster character that they're developing in OVW, but I don't know who that is, actually. I got to find out who that is.
Is the small guy
Terry Gordy?
Yeah, isn't that
Jerry? Yeah, Ray Gordy. And by the way, Kev, Vladimir Guerrero won the Home Run Derby. Thank you to everybody in the chat.
Oh, wait, Rob, Vladimir Guerrero's on now.
Oh, yeah? Well, he won.
Yeah, he's on it. Disappointment. Because isn't that the Dalton's repackaged?
Yeah.
Ooh, look at wow, this is cool. My line number two is actually transforming into line three. It looks like I'm going to have to let you go, Deadpool.
Hey, no problem, Anthony. But please, man, you know I know you guys like to fuck with me, and I can fuck with you guys back. It's nothing personal. It's just
I know, but I could ultimately, like, fuck you and just, like, press the red button. But
I can ultimately fuck you?
Hey, man, I'm like,
you get it. Get it. Oh, man.
I watched that movie right now, and I was like, man, that's a fucking great movie.
What movie is that?
New Jack City.
Oh, that's awesome, man. I played that on my car the other day, my DVD player.
That is an awesome movie.
My favorite part of that movie was the end of the credits. Good night, Deadpool.
Hey, no problem, guys. You guys have a good night. Bye.
All right, take care. New Jack City is one of my all-time favorite movies, man. Oh, man, I love that movie, man.
That was really 90s gay.
The only thing I didn't like, believe it or not, I know this is going to sound crazy. The only thing I didn't like in the movie was the people that portrayed the Italians.
And Judd Nelson was awful in that movie.
I thought he was actually great in that movie.
He was better on Suddenly Susan.
No, the Italians, the people...
Chris Rock was hurting in that movie. Chris Rock's Better Days were years later. It just was one of those movies that, I don't know, it's 90s gay. I don't know.
Let me tell you something, Kev.
All those fucking colorful outfits that these fucking gangsters are wearing. Would have been afraid of
yeah, the
guys.
Gangsters were a joke. The fucking Italian guys. Let me tell you something, Kev.
The Italian guys too.
I've been in coffee shops. I've hung out with people, connected and stuff. Nobody fucking like lifts their hand up like that to try to fucking signal someone to like come over or something like that. It was a fucking joke. The guys that portrayed it, I don't know. Maybe I think what was it Mario Van Peebles directed that?
I honestly,
he really, really did not. Maybe he did it to really, like, make fun of the Italians or whatever, but he really portrayed them horribly.
Well, that reminds me of the way the Italians were portrayed in that horrible Steven Seagal movie where he was talking with an Italian accent. that movie was so bad.
I always thought Spike Lee did it better.
Oh, my God. What was the name of that movie?
Yeah, Spike Lee was awesome at that.
Alpha Justice? Yeah. Remember the guy he was going after looked like the guy from Laurel and Hardy? He had a big mustache.
When Spike Lee did it,
he's like a cross of Laurel Hardy and Joel Siegel.
Danny Aiello plays. He is an Italian. He plays a real Italian. Danny Aiello is
Jungle Fever.
Is awesome as whenever he's in anything. Danny Aiello.
That's a very underrated movie, Jungle Fever.
Yeah, that was
a good
movie.
I'm
still trying to figure out to this day why.
Good Right Thing. Classic.
No, because everybody perceived Jungle Fever as just the two lovers, but it was actually a really interesting movie with Samuel Jackson's character and all that stuff.
Oh, God. How many movies did
that crackhead.
I liked White Man Can't Jump.
Played a crackhead in that movie.
Yeah, she was an awesome crackhead. Yeah.
I liked White Man Can't Jump. What about White Man Can't Jump?
See, I didn't like that because I can't deal with Woody Harrelson.
I do like White Man Can't Jump.
Was it Rosie Perez? Actually, 10 years ago,
I'll still bang her harder than anything.
She was on Letterman the other night. She looked incoherent.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care.
Yeah, if you put Candice Michelle, Molina, or Rosie Perez in front of me, I'd take Rosie Perez.
Oh, God.
I'd take Rosie Perez, too.
I'm talking about Rosie Perez from, like, 10 years ago. I'm not talking about her now.
I'd take her now.
I'd still take her now for $20, but I'm just saying, like, 10 years ago? No, I wouldn't, like, you know, spent too much on her. But 10 years ago, I would have chose her over those two. Yeah. But anyway, you want
to
take another call?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, 866-3. Hey, whoop. Hey, Ron, who's this?
What's going on, guys? J-Rod.
J-Rod, what's up, man?
J-Rod, what's up, J-Rod?
J-Rod, is the audio a little bit better this week?
I have really no idea. I haven't really heard the beginning.
Oh, so let me, wait a minute. Let me get my stupid question book out. So you're going to ask us to recap, like, Raw and everything, right?
Not really.
All right, I'm just fucking around. What's up?
Nothing much. I was just hearing what you guys were talking about as far as, like, movies like New Jack City. Yeah, I was going to kind of put my own comment on
that. How did you hear that if you're not listening to the show?
Well, I just heard only, like, maybe 2 minutes before I actually called.
No, the
audio actually wasn't that bad, actually, from that part. Okay. I don't know throughout the whole show if it was bad or not.
I'm sure it was fucked up.
Yeah,
what were you talking about New Jack about?
No, I was talking about that you guys were talking about the New Jack City movie. You know,
yeah.
It was kind of those quirky, ridiculous movies that you know you kind of appreciate as time when it, you know goes on and shit.
Rockabye,
yeah.
Baby.
I didn't like some of the parts in the movie. Just you know the whole fact that we had to look at a black mafia or something trying to outdo the Italians. I know it really bought into that whole movie. So
I could have dealt without the Pat Patterson scene with the big fat black nude guy walking down the street,
yeah,
seeing his bare ass.
For little kids, that's what I was
weird. That was a little bit too much, I think.
And he smacked his ass. That was kind of.
But I did like the guy from the old guy. Remember, a lot of people only know that. Remember when he was giving dollars to the kids in that like room or whatever? That was actually Simpson from Ashley and Simpson. You know, for anybody that listens to soul music, you know who Ashley and Simpson is. That was actually Simpson from Ashley and Simpson.
Ashford and Simpson.
Ashford and Simpson. Yeah. Yeah, it was Ashford and Simpson.
Ashford and Simpson. They were popular during the late 70s, early 80s.
But I like that old guy, the one that killed Nino Brown in the end. That old guy was cool. So, he's dead now, but, you know, he was cool.
He's dead?
Yeah, well, he was like 80 in that movie. I mean, he passed away a couple of years ago.
Was that the guy from Night at the Museum?
I never saw that movie. So.
What, one of the security guards?
Yeah, Joe, remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
So.
Well, the movie was good.
So anyway, J-Rod, what's up?
Uh-oh. Not so much at all. I mean, I want...
J-Rod, got a problem with the audio now?
Yeah, that's the audio.
It's on
again.
Just mute us on South 40, okay?
Right.
No, but I wanted to get your comments on the phone. After the
J-Rod, you on a cell phone?
No, actually, I'm on my home phone.
All right, then let me just hit this button. No, I'm not hanging up on you. No, I'm boosting up some signal. Okay, go ahead.
All right. No, I just wanted to say, what do you guys want to comment on the transform after? If anyone actually has seen it.
What?
No, you were breaking up, and it's definitely on your end. So say that again?
No, there's a massive echo now.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Really? I'm a little surprised. Okay. I'll tell, all I got to do is adjust that and go.
Okay.
That means talk.
Yes.
Paula?
What the fuck is a Paula?
I don't know. I thought it meant talk in Spanish or something. Or French. Isn't parlez-vous en français or something? Anyway, the echo should be fixed now, so go ahead.
Yeah, what else is going on with the...
Control your excitement, J-Rod. You're way too excited right now.
You ask us to...
Breathe in.
Yeah, breathe in. Relax. Press the hang-up button.
Yeah.
No, actually, RVD is currently in England, and he actually was saying that he is taking a total hiatus from wrestling right now. And, you know, the quote that everybody was talking about, somebody asked him in England if he was going to possibly do a shoot interview. And he said that our video had approached him about doing a shoot interview, but his quote was, he is bigger than that.
Oh, shit.
That, swear to God, that was his quote.
That little bastard.
Well, you know what? I will give RVD credit as to why he is not doing a shoot interview right now. He obviously knows that his shoot interview, listen, the way that he was talking about the guys you know, in his in WWE, the problems he had in columns and stuff like that, you know that his shoot interview would have to be controversial, you know, to get any type of play. And he knows in our video,
you know, he's just going to be like a, talking like a dude throughout the whole fucking
thing. Yeah, and our video is going to ask him.
He's going to have something interesting. And he's done a shoot interview before. A lot of people don't know that.
He's done two, actually.
He's done, what was it? What was it? See, 97 and 99, I think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's been a while, but obviously his career has gone different, many different places since then.
Yep.
But he's not gonna open his app. He's got still some time left in the business.
Yeah. So he's gonna, you know, he knows that our video is gonna ask him some very, you know, blunt questions.
Yeah. Big props to Feinstein because he always does. Even if they get mad at him, he still asks the questions. Unlike High Spots, who dances around questions, but Feinstein always gives a good shoot interview. So, yeah, I guess I'd rather – then good for Rob Van Dam because I'd rather him not do it than do a Luger shoot interview and do a bullshit one. So I'd rather wait for that, being a guy who loves buying shoot interviews. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, anyway, J-Rod, I guess I'm going to let you go.
No problem, guys.
All right. Enjoy Miami. How warm is it down there right now?
A little too warm for me, man.
Yeah, it's fucking hitting like 96
here
today.
In New York.
Yeah, fucking.
Really?
Yeah, it was hot today.
About that.
It's
I'm
fucking hot.
We were in a lot of trouble here in New York.
Yeah. At least we're getting no blackouts, though.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, we'll watch tomorrow.
I know, right?
I actually should be there in New York in probably the next month, though, in the third week of
really?
Vacation. So, yeah.
Cool.
Jesus, in August. Good
stop
luck.
By, stop by, J-Rod. We'll go to Carvel.
Yeah, stop by. We'll go to Carvel.
Yeah. I'll get you.
Stop by and get some real
does Carvel sell Spumoni's? They don't sell shit like
I
that, right?
I don't know if they sell Spumoni. It doesn't cater with
I don't
know.
Like,
I haven't been to Carvel in like 10 years, man. I haven't. I really
American
haven't.
American company.
I really haven't been in Carvel in like almost 10 years. I mean, I used
to Baskin Robbins the other day. I'm not happy with that at all.
Nah. I'm telling you, you don't realize what goes on behind the scenes. They're probably spitting your cup before they put you in shape.
Yeah, tell the story about the
telling you people.
Just jerk off in the fucking salami.
Be very careful. Be very careful where you go buy your shit, because I'm telling you, there are people
just
in the back.
Buy where the funker's at.
Yeah. You buy a coffee, they spit in your coffee before they put milk in it.
I swear to God, I don't think I've ever hated anybody enough to do something like that. I really don't. And I think it's a real chicken shit thing to do.
So do I.
Chicken shit thing to do.
So anyway, J-Rod, you take care. Have a good night.
All right, guys. I'll see you in the
morning.
Ciao. Oh, man. No, I know you are. That's why I had to, like, change the subject, so. But, you know, I was young back then. I was younger.
Kind of low-life scum?
But you got a picture. It was such a funny moment. My friend just, like standing over, like, a whole, like, plot, like a whole plot of lettuce and pissing all over it. It was.
You couldn't die enough death if I caught you doing that to something you did to me.
Come on, could you just picture like one of your friends? You guys are drinking.
I slice you up like a buffalo.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning and the guy just pulls.
they did to Bernie Mac.
Come on, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. He just bent over and started taking a shit in the chop meat. And then he's running the machine and he's packing it. The little stickers are popping out like weighing it. It's so funny, man.
But really, even more funny if he did 20 years for doing that.
I think it'd be hilarious.
Yeah,
then he would have got shit on by
yeah,
a
but that was Kevin.
Then he would have got a brown shower by a certain clique.
See, forgive me for this, but this is true. That was when Dave Dinkins was on mayor, so, you know, back
they
then.
He loved that little Howard Beach boy.
There were so many problems back then. He was dealing with so much bullshit, so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What is he today, a senator?
Who, Dave Dinkins? I don't know.
Dinkins, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, Dave Dinkins, our former
mayor.
Joe's
completely out of control. Joe, please gain control.
Hey, I don't know if you heard this Dr. Aston guy. They're investigating him now. They reopened the case of Johnny Grunge's death, and they are now saying that he prescribed Johnny Grunge 120 somas the day before he died.
Johnny Grunge was also 340 pounds when he died, not even 5'11", so, I mean... Let's say Johnny Grunge died of a heart attack from drugs and being very fat.
Yeah.
You know, Johnny Grunge, I saw Johnny Grunge at that ECW. Remember when Shane Douglas did the against the WWF ECW reunion thing?
Yeah, Hardcore Homecoming.
He had all the scrubs on.
Hardcore Homecoming.
Scrubs.
Yeah, I remember.
And Johnny Grunge was so fat. I've never seen a guy that fat who wasn't already that fat.
I heard he was so fucked up, like, when they played, like, the Public Enemy music, like, he forgot to raise his arms for a moment or something.
No, he was out of breath when he did the na-na-na-na. He couldn't even catch, he had to give him an asthma fucking inhaler.
Oh, man. Well, it makes you wonder why this fucking Dr. Ashton would have prescribed him that. He should have prescribed him Xenical or something. Or fucking whatever that new shit is. Should have prescribed him fucking diet drugs, you know? Should have fucking tied his tubes or tied his stomach. I mean, fucking gives him prescribes 120 somas the day before. So this guy, this Ashton guy's in deep shit.
He downed it with a carton of Yoo-Hoo.
He probably did. So,
which is, by the way, is not a bad drink.
No, it's not.
I don't like Yoo-Hoo.
Anyway,
I like Yoo-Hoo. I don't know why. I don't even know. I'm not even sure what it is. But
I like Quick. I like Quick.
Nestle Quick.
I used to like the strawberry powder, but I can't find it anymore. Like every time I go to the store, like they always have just the chocolate powder. You don't see the strawberry anymore.
I don't like the powder. I always thought it was like.
But the powder, you can control the sweetness. I mean, I would always throw an extra 2-3 spoons in there. I mean, it's, you know, you buy it pre-made. You buy it pre-made. You know, you're forced to accustom to their sweetness, like tasting. You know. Anyway, I want to just mention very quickly something I put on the website last week that will never happen again because I'm not doing news anymore. This whole thing about these initials, this OG and MJ and, you know, whatever the fuck that is about that indictment against the doctor.
Right.
And a lot of websites said that the OG and MJ actually stood for wrestlers. And one of them was Oscar Gutierrez, which is Rey Mysterio, and the other one was Mark Jindrak.
Rey Mysterio's name is Oscar?
His name is Oscar Gutierrez.
Suppose dog is named Oscar.
He doesn't look like an Oscar, right?
Oscar.
He has a more normal name than... What is Conan's name, last name?
Charles. Oh,
Ashnoff.
Yeah.
That's a weird name.
Well, I have in one of his messages. Yeah, he explained to me, like, what his mother and father's, like, nationalities were and everything.
That's
so.
Explaining.
Yeah, but the thing is that, you know, a lot of websites were reporting, I think One Wrestling is the one that put it up first, that the two people in the indictment are wrestlers. But what I had noticed was that last week when an indictment came out, this attorney went on the Fox News show, Greta Van Susteren, and said that the two patients in the indictment were two elderly people with cancer. You know? And I don't think Oscar's got cancer, and I don't think he's that old. So, you know, somebody's lying there. Somebody's full of shit. And if it ends up that those initials stand for wrestlers... fucking lawyers going to be in some deep shit.
What about that story that Meltzer and everybody else was talking about that Benoit took out an insurance policy for his ex-wife?
Yeah, I heard that was
and
true.
His two other, I heard that was really true.
Yeah, I heard it's really true.
I think I mean Benoit took out an insurance policy, didn't put Nancy or his son currently, and that's pretty weird.
Yeah, and you know, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I want people to understand this. You know, so many people are turning to us.
We haven't talked about that at all.
So many people are turning to us for our feelings on all this shit. You know, for Molly and Valicia and everybody else listening, I want you to all think about this. Sally. Well, there's probably a Molly out there listening. I'm sure there's a Molly out there. You know, listen.
Who?
I'm sure there's a Molly out there listening, you know.
There's no Molly listening to
this. All right, well, everybody that's listening. If you're married and you have a kid and you go out and buy an insurance policy.
Wait, Funker. Nobody that's listening to this show is married.
Okay. All right. Picture.
Joey, what's that in your mind?
Yeah, all right. Everybody that's listening.
They barely got girlfriends.
All right, everybody that's listening. I know some of you probably don't know who your fathers were.
I'm just joking around.
I'm sure. I'm sure some people listening don't know who their fathers are. I'm sure some of them probably wouldn't.
Oh,
no, it's true. I mean, come on, man. I mean, it's the way life is. You know, some people out there, they were born, their fathers left town. I mean, that's true. But
Anthony really brings the pain, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Well, I'll bring more pain because for anybody out there that is like all of us four that have both our parents and know who they are, I want you to picture.
Oh my God.
I want you to picture. Wow. Listen to me. I want you to picture.
This does not come from me.
No. There's a reason why I'm saying it that way. I want the people out there that have their mothers and fathers or knew their mothers and fathers. I want you to picture right now. I want you to close your eyes. Picture your father All right, everybody that's listening, picture your father going out tomorrow and buying a life insurance policy, and you find out that you and your mother, that you know, that he's happily married to, are not listed on the life insurance policy, but instead he puts his ex-wife on there and his kids from another marriage. Now, you tell me in any way, shape, or form that that is fucking normal. You tell me in any way, shape, or form that that doesn't show a sign that something was wrong in that family. You know, that's why I think people need to really stop and think about it. This guy bought a fucking life insurance policy and named his ex-wife, someone that he doesn't even, like, you know, consummate with anymore. He's not even, like, attached to. You know, obviously something was wrong there. And that should lead to another thing that, you know, there was probably a lot of problems. I'm telling you, I'm convinced that when they had the falling out, not only did Nancy probably want to divorce him. Joey, I think you agree with me. If or any of you guys, if you are married right now, see Kevin, if you were married right now and you found out that your wife took out a life insurance policy and put her ex-husband on there, you mean to tell me you wouldn't fucking throw her out of the house?
No, I think it was all right.
You would think that's all right?
I'll be dead. I don't care.
Well, the point is that
I think she would have a crossface on her.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the bottom line is this, you know, if I was married right now and I found out
No, that's true. I mean, they're actually saying that could have been one of the arguments that they had while, you know, this was going on.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Crazy things are coming out. I mean, it's
just, yeah.
You know, if there was ever a time for an argument.
By the way, I wanted to get into it because we didn't get into it last time.
Yeah.
When did Hogan make that dumb comment about Nancy being in a cult?
I don't know.
He told People Magazine. He told
Cult Magazine?
He told People Magazine.
Oh, that Nancy was in a devil cult?
Yeah. God. What the fuck? Hogan don't know best. Oh, by the way, Brooke got breast implants.
Brooke also got dropped from a record label.
Yeah, well, it's probably why she got breast implants. If I figured some other hip, I'm sure, like Jay-Z or...
Doesn't she accept that this is not going to happen?
Listen.
She might as well get into breast implants.
Listen.
She really should. Just get into wrestling. Was she 5'11", 6 feet? She might as well get into wrestling. She has a real good shot of being famous that way. Her music ain't going to happen. Someone's really got to sit that girl down.
Nah, there's plenty
get into
of...
the fucking wrestling.
Listen, since she does pop and hip-hop, there's some... She does pop and hip hop.
Oh,
I guarantee you that there's going to be some pop or hip hop director that's going to try to get some pussy off of her. That's going to hire her.
No, and trust me, when it don't hit. I know bands who have a couple of shots. She's had a couple of shots. You got to move on. You're not going to make it. Her time is already passed for that little pop thing. Even though she's only 19 years old, she's already considered played out. Seriously, in the industry, she's dead meat. Her best bet, wrestling. I'm telling you.
What if she did Playboy?
No, because it's not going to do anything. Yeah, China and Sable are hanging real good these days.
Yeah, but Brooke's a little different. Brooke don't have a giant clitoris.
Go to Natalie Neidhart, Rude. Go wrestling.
Yeah, she don't look like the one type that want to take bumps, though.
Because she's a spoiled little bee. But you
could say bitch on his show.
I don't want to insult our women fan base. All right.
Well, she did get breast implants.
Yeah,
TMZ. Well, TMZ.com actually has quite a few photos of her.
That should be our new catchphrase.
What?
Minority Roundtable, we like women.
Yeah, we like women.
No, it should be we have
women.
Joe,
don't you have some information about the Minority Roundtable? We're off the air for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll let people know again who just tuned in now.
We'll be back July 24th.
July 24th.
And that's because you're going out of the country for a little while.
Yes.
Yeah. Enjoy Puerto Rico. I hope you have a good trip.
He's going away for a little while.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this guy, Funker. I'm sure you do because you watch old wrestling, but Jimmy Valiant's going to be on our show soon.
Boogie Woogie Man.
Yeah, that's going to be good. That's going to be good.
That's going to be good.
And not to, you know, mistake him for Jerry Valiant, you know.
No one does except you.
Well, I mean Johnny Valiant, because
Johnny Valiant
all the stand-up comedy and stuff. People hear Valiant, they think of him right away.
Head manager of Brutus Beefcake.
If anybody has 24/7, that Valiant is the one that we're going to
have. Yes, the Boogie Woogie Man. Not Luscious. Dick Boogie, not Luscious.
The only guy who can kiss men on the mouth and call him baby and it's not gay.
Yep. Oh, speaking of, I have to tell you this. I don't know if you know about this, but Jack Sabbath, local indie promoter here, shut down his latest two promotions.
Why is that?
He's out of money and he's out of the wrestling business.
Oh shit.
Yep.
Oh, you mean that women thing?
Done.
Yeah, I didn't think that was going
to yep.
work.
The show was supposed to take place this weekend, and they're canceling it. All those fucking girls are going to be without work.
Yeah, I don't even draw so many people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, I mean, it's so fucked up to do that to the girls. I mean, the girls don't have as much of a...
What are you doing to the girls? I don't blame them, man. They're not, you know, kill it now while you, still have some a buck left in your name. I mean,
yeah, he's got nothing. I feel bad for him, but he's got nothing. I mean, it was destined to fail from the start, and... Unfortunately, this goes back to what we said a while back. There's some people out there that just feel like they have to be involved in wrestling. And they'll ruin their lives. They'll ruin their incomes. They'll ruin everything, you know, around them just to feel like they're part of wrestling. It goes back to what Dan said earlier. Some people do this for very weird reasons. You know, they just feel like they fit in better than, you know, just in regular life. You know? So, let me see what else. No, let me see what else is going on. We'll take another call in a second. Let's see. T-Rack wants to know if we should if WWE should combine the U.S. and intercontinental titles now. And the reason he thinks that maybe they should is the titles don't mean like they used to. That's a very stupid reason. Because you don't unite titles because they don't mean shit. You unite titles because you just don't feel that there's too many titles on TV. So, yeah, actually, I should have deleted that email. No, I'm only kidding. Let's see. Let's take another call. I got to go through some of these emails here, so let's take another call. 866-35284. We're almost done, people. We got 6 minutes left. So here's your last chance to call in. Yeah, I wanted you guys to be done early. I promised we would be done by, like, 1:15. So.
It's okay. I'm going on a trip, so I don't care.
Yeah, so we'll go to 1:30 then if you want.
Let's go to
1:35.
Let's not.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just joking.
No, we'll go to 1:15. 1:15. Eight, and remember, we're doing two like mini updates later this week, so I'll probably do one with Kevin.
For weeks.
Yeah, well,
I won't be on those mini updates.
I'll be doing one, and I'm sure I'll do one with maybe Kevin, one with maybe Smoked Out. So.
Good luck, Kevin.
Oh, that'll be cool.
I'll do anything for money.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to start selling my minority merchandise soon. So definitely look out for that. T-shirts, hats, you know, and all the money goes to our wallets. So.
Blazers.
Yeah.
Stocks.
Hey,
condoms in case you ever get lucky.
Draw us on each of our
condoms in case.
Actually, there is a website. We actually can make Minority Report condoms. They actually will make custom boxes, you know.
We're the only guys on the fan base where the hookers say no.
Who's going to use them, fucker?
Some people blow them up with balloons. Hey, you want to use this?
Who's going to use them?
Hey, man. Guys, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, man? What's up? What's up? I was at Raw tonight, so I just got back. I haven't really heard a show until now.
Oh, how was it live, then?
I had a good time. It was good to be there live, but the show was kind of meh. It seemed kind of rushed, and I don't know. It was all right, I guess.
Yeah, because they were probably in the back watching John Cena on TNA.
It was all right because you spent your money on a ticket.
Do you think people were upset, dude, that John Cena wasn't there?
Yeah, a lot of people seemed upset that he wasn't there. They even, Luis Garcia even said that they would give out refunds if anybody wanted them.
Are you serious? Wow, Cena's got it like that?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Did you see anybody actually leave?
I would have asked for my refund.
Dude, how many people does that arena hold? How many people does that arena hold?
I don't really know. I wanted my refund after the Santino match.
Really? I'm so glad I watched Larry King for the first hour.
That was like watching Superstars.
Who did he fight?
He fought Umaga again and got squashed.
Oh, man.
And then you had the Highlanders, and then Beth Phoenix. I don't know. It seemed just people came out of nowhere.
Hell, that was a good match, though.
Yeah.
What was the highlight for you over there, dude? Did you like at least the tag team match with Jeff Hardy?
The match was okay. The highlight was, I think the best part of the show was Dusty Rhodes, really.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good, man. That was great.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think of his son?
I actually saw him at a house show recently, and he's kind of plain, but he's a pretty good wrestler. I mean, he looks real plain with just his tights and his short hair, but he's a pretty good wrestler. I saw him wrestle, I think.
Yeah, he's developing some. If you remember, Randy Orton and John Cena came on the scene, they were pretty plain, too, you know?
Yeah.
When they first came out, all those guys were plain when they first started out.
Hey, I still think of the boring chance that Kurt Angle used to get in dark matches before he made the WWF.
Yeah, that is true. Kurt Angle first came out.
Oh, man, you guys have no, I mean, Kevin knows, I'm sure you guys are, but this guy, the people out there, Kurt Angle in dark matches with WWF used to get abused by the fans. I mean, he got killed. That's how plain his matches were. Look how he ended up.
Yeah.
Anyway, did you catch the heat matches or anything like that?
They had three heat matches before the show started.
Any newcomers?
No, not anybody new. Daivari and Hacksaw was the first match. Hacksaw beat Daivari.
Really? Hacksaw? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Brian Kendrick lost to Charlie Haas. And Carlito defeated Val Venus. I think that was it.
Oh, God. I can't believe Val is still in the fucking company.
You know, Carlito Val Venus would have been a nice little international match.
I can't believe Viscera's still in the company.
Viscera's still here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's in ECW now. Yeah, so. So anyway, what else is going on?
Quick little question. I thought it was kind of odd that it seems WWE think it's more important to have John Cena live in Las Vegas or wherever he was to be on Larry King than to have him on Raw advancing the storyline or feud with Bobby Lashley. I just thought that was kind of strange of them. I think it would be better for them to have him actually on their show advancing the feud and storyline than just being live somewhere. So I don't really know what's up with that.
Dude, if you see the replay of Larry King, because I'm sure you'll see it's going to be replayed a few times, there was nothing really for him to be there for. I mean, I really thought he was going to really – I mean, he represented WWE well to a point, but – tell you the truth, Chris Jericho did most of the talking.
Chris Jericho is really turning out to be the one like that's giving like the quality interviews and the intelligent interviews. I mean, you know, if anything, WWE should try to get him back now so he could be quote unquote representing WWE than just being a wrestler, you know. But I agree. I mean, John Cena, I sort of question why they would do that, and if you notice, when they had him on the screen tonight for Raw, they didn't mention why he was on Larry King. All they just said was that, you know, they compared it. They brought up a Paris Hilton reference. But, yeah, I mean, I was a little surprised why they even bothered, you know. Then again, we could find out he might do a couple of additional media appearances tomorrow. But I don't know. I'm a little surprised. Maybe they were a little bit nervous that the attitude of the show was going to go into a totally different light, you know.
Possible.
So, but still, he should have been on Raw. So.
Yeah, I think he should have been on Raw, advancing the storyline instead of just being wherever he was.
I agree. So.
The weird thing, they had that interview with John Cena, but we couldn't hear Jim Ross's father's questions.
Really? Yeah, I know. Actually, we could. Yeah, when Jim Ross started talking, you could tell that the live crowd couldn't hear what he was saying. So. So I guess that's a little, that is sort of confusing as far as the crowd, but.
Yeah, we didn't know what was going on in the interview.
And he really didn't say much either. He just said, I'll come back next week and confront Lashley then or whatever, so.
Right.
So maybe, you know, then again, maybe WWE just felt that so many people were going to tune into Larry King tonight instead of the first hour of Raw. Maybe they felt if they're going to turn into Larry King, they might as well see one of their own there.
Right. I think they'd rather their top guy be on a national news media outlet than be on their own show, which is very odd to me.
Yeah. Especially if there's really nothing new to add. I could see if the toxicology came out or something else was learned. You know? Why now? So, but especially Larry King. I mean, especially watch his appearance tonight and you'll see what we mean. I mean, Larry King was just so complacent. The guy didn't, challenge any answers, didn't make any, real rebut or anything. It was just, you know, it was like robotic. He would just ask a question, they would answer it. No matter what the answer was, he would move on. So, but All right. Well, I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for giving us the info as far as that.
Thanks, Kenny.
Yeah, especially the heat matches. So I was curious to see what went on over there. So, but yeah. Have a good night.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
Thanks,
okay. Damn, Hacksaw fucking beat Daivari.
Oh.
Maybe it's his birthday, or maybe he fucking got a relapse with his fucking illness or something. They just threw him a bone. I don't know. Because why bury Daivari? What the fuck?
What
the
hell?
I don't know. I'm just saying, why bury Daivari? I mean, put it this way. Daivari has much more to gain, much more to lose than Hacksaw has to gain. You know? Do you disagree?
No, I agree.
No, I'm just saying, like, Daivari.
At this point, they're not going to use Daivari.
You think there's any chance of
Daivari's not going away?
You think there's any chance?
They should trade, just like baseball players, trade him to TNA.
You think there's any chance they're going to release Daivari?
Probably.
Yeah, eventually, yeah.
So it makes you wonder. You
he's
know.
Running. He's run his course. I mean, I thought he should have stuck with Kali, but.
Yeah, I mean.
They never should let fucking, what was his name?
Muhammad
Joe, the wrestler we liked, who's the.
Hassan.
Assad,
yeah.
Muhammad Hassan.
The greatest of all time.
The GOAT.
Yep. Very quickly.
Year and a half of happiness, they call that.
You know, when William Regal and Dave Taylor split up last week, we were wondering why. You know, what was going to happen with Dave Taylor. Well, believe it or not, over the weekend, they teamed up Paul Burchill with Dave Taylor. And Paul Burchill is, he's gotten rid of the pirate gimmick.
Oh, I thought you said Virgil.
No, Paul Burchill. He's actually teaming up with Dave Taylor.
That's good.
Oh, God, that poor bastard.
Which one?
Yeah, right?
Burchill. Dave Taylor's like 60.
I'm a little surprised that they kept Burchill around this long.
Well, they team up with the one-man gang.
Burchill's really good.
He is really good, but so is fucking the other guy that they let go, Sylvester Turkai. I mean, look what happened to him. They fucking let him
Burchill's
go.
Burchill's a little bit better.
I like the Turkster.
I like Turkai 10 times.
What was that other guy that was good? The one who I invited on the show and completely ignored me.
Matt Morgan?
What's his name? Yeah, Brent Albright.
Oh, yeah, Brent. Fuck Brent Albright. He was good,
bad.
But you know, I heard his ski takes
a
stick.
That,
no, I heard he. I was told by
put
a few people.
Stretch you out when he finds you.
I was told by a few people that he's got a MySpace. Check this out. I was told by a few people that he's got a MySpace account, and what he enjoys is to open up his MySpace, check his inbox, see all the emails from all the people that sent him emails, and he just deletes them. Like what's the purpose of even bother? I mean,
hey man, fuck you, Paul Burchill. I mean, I'm sorry, Brent Albright. We're gonna have Rob Conway on our show.
That's right. We're gonna have the con man on the show.
Con man.
Go find me. Hey Brent, go find the fucking NWA tournament and go fucking carry that belt that nobody gives a fuck about anymore.
Oh shit.
This is Brent Albright. Any relation to Gary Albright?
No.
No
relation at all.
Thank God.
Digital Music has inked a deal with Hulk Hogan, and coming soon, very soon, Hulk Hogan ringtones. So,
pick up your phone, brother.
That is great.
What you gonna do, brother, if you don't answer the phone? Oh, man, that's going to be good. Pick up the phone, because Hogan knows best, brother. Don't answer it to Bill Collector, because Hulkie knows best. Dude.
I wish somebody would have, like, a ringtone like that. It's a Bill Collector. Don't pick up your phone.
That's true. I could use that.
I'm telling you.
Who can't?
But I'm in serious trouble.
Here's a good question. Would you dare put a Hulk Hogan ringtone in your phone?
I would. I mean, I don't have a phone, but
not.
I would.
I picture myself in the post office waiting to, like, buy my stamps, and then all of a sudden, pick up the phone, dude. I would feel so embarrassed.
That would be so embarrassing.
I'm telling you, especially in my neighborhood, there's, like, hot Italian chicks everywhere. What you gonna do, dude, if you don't answer the phone, brother? I would hate my phone. I would just, like, try to shove it down.
It was a good chance they weren't gonna go with you anyway.
oh, man. But. Hey, he's finding new ways to make money now. You got to give Hogan credit. But I'm telling you, man. I don't know.
He's about to pay alimony. Okay.
I don't think he's going to get divorced. I think they just had stress a little bit, you know. WWE.
Yeah, look what happened with Benoit with the stress.
Well, you know, it's like we said last week, Joey. It's very hard to you have any wrestlers a role model because as nice as someone could be, for all you know, they could be in the back, you know, beating somebody up or abusing someone or ready to snap at any moment. It's
or jerking off into someone's sandwich.
Which a wrestler has done, by the way.
Oh, really?
Is that wrestler on the phone? No.
By the way, I forgot to mention this last week, but go to our MySpace to see the best of Smoke Out.
Yes. Oh, really? Cool.
Finally.
That was a cool video.
Thank you.
MySpace.com/MinorityReport07.
Right. You saw it, Funker?
No, I'm just giving. I didn't even know. I don't go to MySpace that much anymore, but I'll check it out. I definitely want to see it. You know, WWE is releasing a three. Check this out. You know, no, this is a big deal. WWE is releasing a three DVD box set for Rey Mysterio later this year called The Biggest Little Man.
Welcome to 3 weeks ago when I mentioned that.
No, I know, but the thing I'm a little surprised is I didn't know it was three.
No, we've seen it all. What's going to be on the three-hour thing? He has a DVD.
Well,
yeah, but there's a whole bunch of shit that
they can show. God, who wants to watch a midget do fucking...
a midget.
I might as well watch a monkey and a cupcake.
I think it's going to be good.
You got to get... You know what? That's a shoot interview to get.
Throw me out of a flaming helicopter.
That's a shoot interview to get, because during that shoot interview, you'll see the infamous moment.
Is it a gay helicopter?
Throw me out of a flaming helicopter.
No, the Rey Mysterio The Rey Mysterio shoot interview that our video did, there's a segment during the shoot interview where his son walks by holding a joint.
Yeah, that shoot interview sucked, by the way.
Yeah, I know, but that was horrible. Just seeing Dominic with a joint in his hand is pretty funny, though.
Oh, my gosh, terrible.
I mean...
good family lives these guys lead.
I know, right? I could...
I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't give it to my kid, but...
No, I know. And the funny thing is, he just, like, leaves it around, and his kid, like, just, like, walks by. You'd think they would edit that out of the video, out of respect to the family. I mean, I'm not trying to sound like an asshole, but, you know, if I was fine... No, I'm actually defending... I'm defending family values. If I was
trying to be a motherfucker, but...
No, well, if I was Feinstein, I would turn and say, yo...
I'm not trying to be a cockfucker. I'm not trying to be a...
What was the name of that movie? Was it Distinguished Gentleman, Ray Murphy? You ever see that?
Yeah.
When he was imitating the white guy and he was trying to get the money donation, he goes, "A few people would just get off your black ass." That's funny shit, man.
Yeah,
I gotta watch that again.
I'm just saying, Feinstein should have just out of respect said to Mysterio, "Hey, listen, I'm gonna edit this little clip out because I don't think you know you want your fans."
They never edit anything out. That takes time.
He's got plenty of time on his hands. He can fucking do it. Do you know in the UK they're actually really pushing the possible scenario that this fucking indie wrestler Johnny Angel started spreading that Kevin Sullivan could have been responsible for killing the Benoit family?
There is
legitimate websites that are still putting this shit up.
What's legitimate about them? The guy dates?
I'm talking about non-wrestling websites. No, you'd be surprised.
I love when someone says that, though. This website is totally legit. It's totally accurate. How do we know that? Is anything on any website actually accurate? Seriously. I mean, I lie all over my page.
And the mortuary pages.
Right. Give me a break.
Yeah.
You say I lie all over my page.
Hey, you want to wrap this up?
Yeah, wrap that shit up.
Yeah, let's see.
Poor favor.
Yeah. Hey, I want to thank... Hey, I want to thank you guys tonight. I'm glad that the audio has improved a little bit. And hey, it's a lot louder for everybody listening. And
that's what's important.
Well, no, I couldn't test out the software until we actually did the show. So at least I know that you know they could hear every word when we're not even like starting the show yet, which I'll have to fix next week.
And Joe, tell the Roundtable fans what they'll be hearing for the next 2 weeks. Please.
No, just replays, I guess.
That's what I meant. Tell the people, damn it.
We're going to replay the Doug Basham interview and also the shoot interview that we did with Diamond Dallas Page.
Yeah, so Basham, I guess, this week and DDP the following week, and then live back on the 24th.
Yes, July 24th, we will be back live Tuesday night on CTIRadio.com. By the way, in all seriousness,
If you haven't heard the DDP interview, he actually does say a lot of stuff that was very interesting.
Well,
yeah,
why don't
you? Let's just say he doesn't hold back.
Why don't you share like stuff. one moment
yeah,
now
share something
to entice the people
oh,
to
no,
check
he
it out?
Was talking about, he was just talking about when he first was in the business. You know, he had a lot of girls and he made them have sex with him to get on TV. And basically talked about Scott Hall, talked about a whole bunch of shit, and talked about how he was really disgusted about the David Arquette thing.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, so I'm a little surprised at that because David Arquette, you know, donated his money to charity. And
No. He's not disgusted with David Arquette. He was disgusted with the decision.
Oh, the Dookie. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And he also talked about the fact that he was held down because he was Eric Bischoff's friend, not the other way around.
Did he mention if him and Eric swapped?
No.
We have to listen to the interview for that.
We wanted to keep him on the phone.
Ah, okay. No, but I'm just trying to think
but
of...
But he does a real lot of stuff.
No, I know, but I'm trying to think of the chicks that were on TV back then that he said that
he was talking about the Diamond Dolls.
Oh, I was going to say, okay, well, yeah, the Diamond Dolls. Wow. See, he banged all of them. Cool. Wow, he's the man. Well, he was.
Bang.
That's cool. Definitely check it out. Minority Report 07.
We'll be back for season 2.
Yeah, and
season 1 went platinum, by the way. Went double platinum.
It
actually.
Really did. In all seriousness, I want to thank everybody that made the roundtable what it is right now, and it's really successful. So
yeah,
I want to thank
and honestly, with my website, you know, being changed to focus around the shows, you know, it's going to get a lot better. I mean, seriously. I mean, this is being done with the sole purpose of making the shows better and taking it to the next level. I mean, like I said earlier, there's so many websites that put up news already. Right. You know, I know we didn't have pop-up ads on the website, but what would you rather have? Go on the website and read the fucking news or 2-3 times a week, you know, hear little audio updates of us, you know, not only getting into it, but also, you know, throwing our comments like we can only do, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
forget Jimmy Valiant, Rob Conway, and some other people that Kevin's working on.
Yeah. And Marla Gibbs.
Yes.
Who's that?
No place like
that
home.
Was that Florence?
Oh, man, I'm losing it.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll let you guys go. I have no fucking idea. Why do I think that was like a private joke about me? I have no idea what that meant. So.
Marla Gibbs.
That was fucking Florence, right?
Florence, you are not black.
Oh, man. You didn't watch 227, Anthony? What's wrong with you?
No, I didn't watch 227.
What a cheap set that was, too. Did you see the front? It looked like Sesame Street.
Yeah, right.
It looked like a Sesame Street set. They spent no budget on that. Would Marla demand that much of a salary? God.
Oh, man.
What's her husband's name, Lester?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Didn't that girl go on to... Oh, that was the sister of the girl who went on to Jerry Maguire and all that shit?
Yeah. She's on 24.
She's on 24, right,
John? Season 1 waiting for season 2 that's never going to come out because season 1 didn't.
Yeah,
by the way,
I wanted season 2 because Pee Wee Herman was on that season.
Yeah,
he was?
Yeah, that was one of the best shows.
He held Lester up.
Yeah,
absolutely. In the basement or some shit.
He tripped off all of them.
Season 1 of Chips is out and season 5 of Miami Vice is out.
See, I just like Chips.
Season 2 of Family Ties is coming out.
Yeah, that I want to see.
Yeah, season 2
is... Season 3 of Martin coming out.
Tired
of watching both seasons.
You know, how come they stopped making, like, they didn't release, like, season 2 of Fantasy Island? I got season 1, and I'm so, like, sick of seeing, like, the first season. It's, like, boring now.
That's the way I feel about Family Ties. Joe, I agree with you. That season 1 wasn't that great.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't at all. I mean, and I can't stand Michael Gross with the fucking, you know, pedophile, hairless look.
I like Michael Gross.
He looked like a guy on Dateline, that look. I don't know, man. He just scared me, that the look. I don't know.
Okay, the Monday Nitro music is playing.
Yeah, so, guys, thank you. We'll see what's up in like 2-3 days when we do an audio update. You let me know if you want to come on, and we'll see what happens. And, Joey, have a safe trip.
All right, man.
All right, talk to you guys later.
See you guys out on the 24th.
Safe journey, Joe.
Take care.